participate in a Don and Mike Kill contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Stay tuned for your shot at a brand-new Mercedes-Benz C230 from AT&T Simply Wireless and only on the Don and Mike Show.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop, Don, the rock. Stop on the run. Stop on the run. Stop on the run. Can't stop the run. You can't stop on the run.
Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
All right, listen, no one watches the show anymore, but I'll tell you right now, kids, who was kicked off Survivor last night?
Right.
But now I'm here, so that's all good. Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Bridges and all the ships at sea. Hey, it's just like the real pyramid, but none of the contestants have a Dick Clark to tell them what to do.
Oh.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, brand new episode on this Friday, November 16. We love taking your phone calls and hear your phone numbers from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. DC, your hotline, 202-432-1067. New York City, 877-692-1027. Today is going to be a show like you've not heard before. They're already all here. Not only, we're going to get to it in a second, will we have the debut of Don and Mike Strip Trivia with a chance for Strip Pyramid. Strip Pyramid, formerly known as Strip Trivia.
Absolutely.
With at least six of our wonderful listeners having a chance to win a key that can start the Mercedes-Benz. We will also, as they did on the real $20,000 pyramid,
right?
We will have celebrities joining us.
Ah, fantastic.
To play the game.
Cool.
One of the celebrities you already know, Mr. 40, one of them has never been on the show before. And you know I'm a big Laverne and Shirley fan.
Yeah, I know. You love that show.
Squiggy's coming in today.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Yeah.
Hysterical. David Landry's coming in. You know, we've had that discussion before, but I love Laverne and Shirley. You're not a giant fan of Laverne and Shirley.
No, I thought it sucked, but I'm delighted to have Squiggy on just the same.
So Squiggy's coming in to play the game, and... you know, I'm doing away with the mystery guest thing because we're chasing the guy all day. Dennis Quaid is supposed to be calling the show today at some point today also to plug. Mike, he, like you,
yes,
has a rock band.
Yeah, and they're in town, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, we got a lot of stuff happening today. We've got the Strip Pyramid, and we've got Squeaky coming in. We got Mr. 40 coming in. We got Dennis Quaid calling the show today.
What a show!
We've got some outstanding ratings information to give you.
We thank you once again.
Yeah, I love passing that along. I'm going to yell at my wife in a moment. boy, the show's jam-packed. We got the sex fetish. We got too much stuff happening. The white supremacy stuff that we've not gotten to. We got too much. But as you know, every Monday on the show, we're proud to start with a newsmaker of the week.
Always important on a Friday show.
And today's show is no different. I think we have a name as timely as today's headlines. Please welcome everybody to the Don and Mike Show, making his first ever live in studio appearance. Let me just say, it's an utter joy to have this youngster come by today.
Oh, that's great.
And he's a nice little boy with a lot of things to tell us.
And I don't know, you're thinking, no, it's not Harry Potter.
Not Harry Potter.
It's not. He's a wonderful little boy. Let's say hello to little Macaulay Culkin. Hello.
Oh, fantastic.
Hello, Macaulay.
Hey, let's make this fast, Asswipe. I have an enema scheduled at the Neverland Ranch at noon.
Oh, wow.
Okay, listen, Macaulay, you're a young, fresh-faced cherubic dynamo, if I can call you that, and you have the world by the tail. So for the record, how old are you, Macaulay Culkin?
Well, just like Buzz, I'm 58.
that is shocking that Macaulay Culkin is 58.
I didn't know he was that old.
Well, what's your secret?
Well, I have a special anti-aging cream.
Really, a special anti-aging cream?
Yes, yes, yes. Michael Jackson, the king of pop, makes it just for me.
You don't say.
Yes. Every hour or so, he creates a new batch and smears it all over my face.
Oh, that's attractive.
Does he seem to enjoy it?
Well, I can't tell. He makes me blindfold myself for each application. I guess it does so it doesn't go in my eyes.
Right now, these applications with a mystery facial, how long does each of these applications take?
Well, about 8 short minutes later, my cheeks are glowing and my clothes are sweaty. Bless that man. He really works hard on my skin.
Why do you suppose he cares so much?
Well, probably because his skin is gone.
Huh?
Well, not gone. He still has it in a Ziploc bag. He made me put it on once along with a jeweled blindfold.
With the jeweled blindfold. how weird was that?
Well, not bad, Captain, but it smelled like Dame Elizabeth Taylor.
Ooh.
Oh, so yeah, it smelled like Elizabeth Taylor, right?
Dame Elizabeth Taylor.
And Dame Elizabeth Taylor, how does she smell?
Well, a combination of dog food and farts.
Oh, that's not good.
All right, how was the, Macaulay Culkin, how was the big concert the other night?
It was great. My favorite part was watching the stagehands resuscitate Liza Minnelli. Thrilling stuff, Captain.
Thrilling stuff, thrilling stuff. Did you enjoy meeting the Jackson 5?
What do you think, Asswipe? Yeah, Tito's pretty dynamic, dickweed.
Yeah, Tito's pretty dynamic.
Yes,
dickweed.
Dickweed, right.
Were there any surprises?
Well, they're all darker than Michael. I know, yeah, they have noses.
They're all darker than Michael, and they have noses. How do you explain this, Mac?
Simple, Asswipe. Michael is adopted, and he's an android.
All right. Listen,
wow.
Enough with the kidding around. Macaulay Culkin, I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't know how to tell you this. Michael Jackson is not adopted, and like his brothers, he is an African-American.
What? He doesn't look like any Negro I've ever seen.
Oh, my goodness.
So whatever you say, you're the asswipe disc jockey.
All right, let's get off this topic, if you'll pardon the pun. What are your upcoming projects, Macaulay Culkin?
Well, the king of poop, pop, and myself are in the process of remaking many of my classic films.
Such as?
Such as Homo Alone 1, 2, and 3. Richie Rich's Ditch.
Richie Rich's Ditch.
The Batman's Seed.
The Batman's Seed.
And we're going to remake Uncle Buck as Uncle...
Hey, watch it. I don't want to know what you're going to remake that one as.
Sorry, Captain, but you love it. Full frontal nudity and lots of llamas.
All right, now, these all sound like very heady projects. Who's working on the scripts?
Mostly me and Michael. But we've got a few guys to punch up the plots.
Like who?
Well, no one you've ever heard of. We have Carl Ripken Jr., Tony Siragusa, Dan Rather.
I've heard of all these guys.
Rush Limbaugh, Joe Torre, Dick Cheney.
How are the writing meetings?
Great. Except for one thing.
What's the problem?
Oh, no. What? What's the problem?
Well, we were all sharing the same fountain pen, if you know what I mean.
I think I do.
Now I've got full-blown AIDS.
Man, again.
That
happens every week.
That is a shame, Macaulay.
Not really. A few more weeks at the Neverland Ranch, and I'll be craving the sweet release of death. So long, sucker.
But, Mac...
No, your show sucks. Good day to you.
But I want to tell you something.
I said good day.
There he goes.
Macaulay Culkin.
With an evil laugh at the end.
There he is.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
He's the Don and Mike.
Anti-aging cream.
The Don and Mike Newsmaker.
Who'd have thunk it?
It's Macaulay Culkin.
58 years young.
Hello, Alex. Don and Mike Show. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to say what you did to Rudy yesterday was the most hilarious thing in the world. I was on the Long Island Railroad on the way to school with my headphones on listening to you guys.
Thank you.
And You made me laugh so hard, people were looking at me like I was a retard.
That's the idea. Thank
That's
you.
Good. Appreciate
You're
it,
welcome.
Alex. Thank you, honey.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
Fantastic.
I got a lot of feedback on that. I also have on my machine at home two messages from Rudy.
Ah, how were they? What was the tone?
Brief. My kid accidentally erased them because I wanted to play them. The first was, you know how Rudy has that whispering tone?
Yeah, he does.
The first was,
hey, Don, are you there? Hello, Don. It's Rudy Martsky.
Like I don't know anyone else named Rudy.
It's Rudy Martsky.
And then he's the number in Hawaii.
Right.
Call me. Okay.
So, I get home and Bart says there's two messages from Rudy. Then the second message is, obviously, Rudy's had some elixir.
So he's a little happier.
So the second time he's like,
you guys got me with that one today. Hey, Don, call me. Call me, Don.
He's all paranoid.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I said to Bart, I don't want to call him back, but where are the messages? And he had inadvertently erased them.
Yeah, well, Rudy's on vacation. He probably snapped out of it. Probably depressed for a little while and then snapped right out of it.
We'll get your Rudy update, I guess, next week on the show when John Madden joins us. Hello, Mike.
Yes, Don and Mike.
Hey. Hi there.
Actually, I loved Rudy Marcy's bit, but the payoff was denied the audience.
Well,
his reaction would have been great for us.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, we didn't know, we couldn't put him on the air because we didn't know if he knew or not.
Right.
You know, I mean, we thought that maybe there was the chance, if he didn't know, that we could keep it going to today's show.
Yeah, we would have strung him along as long as possible. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but I think you probably heard Rudy through Lisa's cell phone yesterday.
Yeah, and just going, what's going on there?
He had to imagine it, I guess, but it would have been an awesome payoff.
Oh, well, listen, he'll be plenty pissed off when he's on the show next week.
Yeah, we'll get we'll get inside the mind of Rudy Martsky when he comes on next week.
And one other thing was the story about the dogs that always sniff their tails.
Yes.
Each other's tails. My grandmother told me that all the dogs in the world had this big meeting in this huge building, and someone had pulled a fire alarm. But before, I messed it up.
Another guy tried it. Wasn't that the same joke?
Yeah, we heard the same one.
Second guy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, Sonny.
Yeah, I have two comments, actually.
Yeah, go ahead, Sonny. Yeah,
one is about the show yesterday. I just want to say it's obvious why you guys are radio gods and not just people, because that thing with Rudy yesterday, hilarious.
Just people.
People.
Thank you. Thanks, Sonny.
And about the dog thing, I know the actual myth of why they do that.
Sorry,
I just want to hear it.
It's another guy with the joke. All right, go ahead.
Well, everybody knows dogs like to play poker, right?
Yeah.
So they were having a poker game, and instead of hanging their coats like people, they hang their butts on the wall. Party got raided by the dog catcher. Everybody's just snatching butts off the wall, run outside, and to this day, they sniff each other's butts to try to find their own. They all grabbed the wrong ones on the way out.
That was terrific.
It was better when we didn't know. Plain horrible.
Man, that sucks on ice. That just absolutely sucks on ice.
I mean, it almost had to be made up when he called.
You know what, Rob? We're going to need that, Thanksgiving-type music that we have, our fall foliage music.
Yeah.
Going to need that to announce our big Thanksgiving promotion.
I've been waiting for this.
Yeah. Which we are going to go on the air with. I think we're doing the contest next Tuesday.
Tuesday.
As a matter of fact, when we're going to be giving away a car. Let me tell you, while we're getting set up on this here, and we're going to start the pyramid in just a moment. You know, when we switched to the midday shift some 90 days ago, the pundits, they were out there, the naysayers.
Oh, they were running us down.
It's never going to happen.
Won't work.
Don and Mike's audience will never listen during the day.
That's the type
of show that you can't listen to it. It's a chauffeur in your car.
Whining.
People in the office, they won't listen. This is it. This is the end of Don and Mike. They suck. They're has-beens. Well, we just received more of our Arbitron ratings, the monthly Arbitrend ratings.
Yeah.
And now that we have dropped out the month of G. Gordon Liddy that we had been hanging on to, I am proud to tell you that in the overall ratings, all listeners, 12 plus and over, you guys, we told you we're gonna chronicle this every step of the way.
Let you know, good and bad, what's happening.
We have gone, you guys have now taken us from 12th place to 5th place.
Yeah.
All right. In a very rapid period of time.
This is going to be radio history now.
Mm-hmm.
So we've gone from a 3-1
to a 3.9 to a 4.8 for the overall rating.
That's big jumps, large steps, and we are delighted.
This station, WJFK, in the midday slot in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. never once in the 10 years that G. Gord Liddy did the show was the station ever in the top 10.
We are very, very happy about these numbers.
Wow. So now you guys have taken the show from 12th place to 5th place. Okay, let's go inside the numbers.
Yay.
Let's look at, well, how about men and women, adults 18 to 34.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a good one.
We inherited a rating that was a 3.8 mm-hmm. in 8th place. Mm-hmm. It is now at a 9.5 second place.
I like
my
that. God. That's applause for that one.
Now listen, you know, normally we don't get excited about being number 5 or being number 2, but based on where we're coming from.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and it's real fast, and it shows us that y'all came along with us.
Now, a lot of people made hay about this one. That the last book that came out that had part of our ratings and part of Liddy's ratings, that 25 to 54 adults, which is our money demo.
That's what we are here to get.
That's right. Men and women, 25, 54. They said, oh, look at this, Don and Mike in 11th place. Well, it's over for them.
Mm-hmm.
1 month later, from 11th place to 3rd place, and 2/10 of a point outside of 1st place.
Bingo!
Oh, my God. From a 3.9 to a 5.6.
There you go.
Look at it, and this is in 90 days. How about you like your men 18 to plus? 18 plus, 5.9 to 8.0, that's a number one rating.
Huge! Aww. We got number ones already.
Thank you. We got to say thank you to you guys. Listen, the turnaround is happening, and we knew that our loyal audience would follow us to the new shift.
And we say it like we've said it for the better part of 15 years. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys are the ones that did this, and we are so appreciative of it.
It all starts right here in D.C. And look at that. It's so beautiful. I love it. When the ratings get printed out, generally, if you're not on the first page, mm-hmm. you suck ass. Okay. Because the first page is the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
And when the other guy was doing the show, he was never on the first page.
Right.
But look at this. A beautiful thing. It's a 3.7 to a 4.8, 12 plus, which puts us in 5th place.
Top 5 already.
Solid. Top 5 already.
Knocking on the door. Soon to be number 1.
Mm-hmm. You're 18 to 34. There you go, from 8th place to 2nd place.
Fantastic.
25 to 54. Oh, from 11th place to 3rd place.
Bingo!
These are big freaking numbers.
We are delighted with that.
All of you naysayers out there, you can just take these and shove them up your bungs.
Let's give our listeners a round of applause.
Yeah! Because I want you to know that, you know, inside the radio industry, you know, in some of the trade publications and some of the online stuff, we got hammered for making this move.
Oh,
we
yeah.
absolutely got hammered. Guys were writing it's the dumbest move in the history of radio, that
right.
our show would never possibly succeed in the midday slot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look at this. It's been 90 days and already...
Mm-hmm.
Already, the audience is starting to follow us.
Yeah, and that means an awful lot to us. It really does. I mean, when you make a move like this and you can bring your ratings with you, it just does wonders for us within the industry. And it really, we can't thank you enough. We really can't.
Yes, we really do. It's great. And it's just the beginning. This is just, you know, 1 month. All we did now is we dropped the crap that was the G. Gord Liddy show. We dropped the, you know, it's a rolling average thing. Mm-hmm. So we dropped Liddy. So now every number we have from now on, starting with today, these are our own numbers.
It's us, baby.
And, hey, Rob, would you run upstairs just for snicks? I think I left it upstairs, the comparison between us and
on your desk?
The former host. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I was showing those to
you. It's on the humidor, Rob.
It's up on the humidor in our office. You might...
F you, white trash.
Thank you.
You might find it interesting. Because,
thank you muchly.
Because part of the spin with the whole thing with Liddy being released here, and I wish him no ill will, he's a nice enough guy. Part of the whole thing was that, you know, he was highly rated and he was number one rated, when the truth is the guy, you know, bless his heart, he really wasn't number one rated.
No, and we, you know, we were fighting that battle when we first moved into this time slot, and
I'm looking at the ratings from all the way back to Jesus, to 2000, where I see he's a 13th place, 11th place, 12th place, 14th place, 15th place, 12th place, 12th place, where we finally inherited it. And right away, boom, you guys, you're the greatest, all the way up to, all the way to 5th place.
Unprecedented.
So thank you very much. It can get nothing but better.
All right.
We do appreciate your support. God damn it, you guys are the best.
Amen.
Making radio history. Now, listen, New York,
We got to start making some history in New York as well, okay?
Yes, we do.
Because we knew that the people of D.C., we knew they'd follow us, the new shift. These guys, they're the greatest. That's why we got this gig in the first place.
Right.
But in New York, you got it. You got to do a little better.
Well, you know, it's a slow go up there, and I'm feeling it. I really am, and I think that, you know, we just urge everybody, spread the word. That's the way we do it. We're not a company that gets the TV ads or the billboards or any of that stuff. It's got to be done by word of mouth with our listening audience. And since we have a good foundation up there in New York City, we want that to continue. So spread the word about the Don and Mike Show.
Please. Oh, here, we got a ball buster. Are you a ball buster, Pete?
Don, I'm just wondering who came in first place.
WPGC, the rap station.
Out of all the categories?
Overall, yes.
Yeah, the 12-plus number was WPGC.
But that's,
what about your nationwide, not just the D.C. market?
I don't know that. We only get the numbers from each market individually.
Yeah, it can't be done nationwide. Can't break it out that way. Not in radio. You got to take it market to market to market.
Oh, also, how do they determine the ratings?
See, we're not allowed to discuss that on the air. That's part of the deal with the ratings company.
Oh.
If you discuss that, how they do it, you get flagged. It's called flagged, and they will put you...
below the line.
Below the line, which means you don't get credit, and it affects advertising revenues and all that good stuff.
So we can't do it.
Okay, well, congratulations, guys.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Here we go. Here's
well, that
the,
sure wasn't a ball buster.
No.
Just
well,
curious.
You're just asking some questions.
Just people.
Hello, Dean.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you feeling today?
Okay, my friend.
Hey, congratulations on your ratings, and can I just say that 106.7 FM has an outstanding lineup with Stern in the morning, you in the midday, and ONA in the afternoon. It's just unbelievably great.
Well, that was the thought, to finally get the dead wood out of here and make this a radio station, a consistent radio station.
Oh, it is the best, and I just wish that your sister station in Baltimore would get rid of that effing tool, Jim Rome, and have the same schedule that they have with the FM, you know what I'm saying?
I think you're going to see this format as it becomes more successful. As you see the success of this, it's going to translate, and you're going to hear us in a lot of cities.
Let's go to John. John, hello, Johnny.
Hello, Don, Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, hi.
How's it going? Call from New York. I was wondering, actually, I heard how you said the ratings are in New York, and it could be better, but I'm waiting for your Vegas-style show up here, man, you know?
Well, you know, the Las Vegas-style show, let's be honest about the parameters for that. We have very low aspirations in New York. We got to crack a two share before New York gets a Las Vegas style show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Got to crack a two.
All right, well, listen, I drive a cab up in Washington County, so I'm definitely, when you guys are on, you know, I'm off the table. When you guys are on, I have you on in the car.
Very good.
People like yourself, Foster, trying to turn you guys on up here, so.
Thank you. We do appreciate it. Thank you, John. Let's go to Rich. Hey, Rich. Hi, good morning. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hey.
Donna Mike.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
I'm going to be responsible for bringing you guys up to New York. I'm from Jersey. I'm turning a lot of people around for you guys. You guys are great. Stick with your guns, and you'll succeed like you've done in the other ratings.
All right,
man. Take the ratings.
That's great, my man. Kick ass.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Rich. Hello, Bob. And, you know, see, this is really, I know that this is...
Hey, Don and Mike.
We will tell you, hold on a second, Bob. Yeah. We will tell you where we're doing great, and we'll tell you where we are just absolutely, you know, being violated with a broomstick.
We always have done that, whether it's, you know, cities where we've gone nuts, like Sacramento, California, or cities where we've sucked it, like Tampa, Florida.
And, you know, one of the cities that I just saw the ratings, incidentally, for Sacramento, and this has also been some of the buzz that Sacramento, and we pray that they would run the show live, but they're still running a tape delay. That was part of the spiel I heard also. It was, oh, now the ratings are going to tank. Well, hey, guess what?
Right.
I just saw the Sacramento numbers yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers are up.
Yeah, there you go.
We're still number one in Sacramento.
Bingo.
So thank you, Sacramento.
Yeah.
I mean, even though we can't tell you that live anymore, thank you for maintaining the great ratings you've given the show over the last 7 years.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, do not pay attention to the prognosticators.
You know, it's not the first time we've been counted out.
Sure, absolutely.
They love counting us out. Mm-hmm. It's great. And we love rising from the ashes.
We love it.
Anyway, hi, Bob. Who is this, Bob?
Hey, Buzz.
Hey, hi.
There.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, all right. I don't want to sell you. You're cutting out. I'm up here in New York. I'm a 41-year-old guy. I drive a truck for a living. I'm spreading the word. You guys are great. You know, you make my day. I was listening to the chick there for a while on WNEW, and she kind of bit, you know.
Yeah, you know, and again, no offense towards Leslie or towards G. Gordon Liddy. You know, they didn't have the ratings. That's why we were in the shift now.
I'm really optimistic about New York.
I live in Pennsylvania,
I really
am. And You know, I come down into New York all the time. I hit Virginia a lot. I catch you guys down there. I'm waiting for you to hit Philly, you know, so I can get you on PA radio.
Well, God knows, listen, for the last time, this is maybe the most embarrassing thing of our careers. We are being paid a ridiculous amount of money by this company to work on WYSP in Philadelphia. We already have a signed contract.
Yep.
We have a pay-or-play contract with WYSP.
I've stopped thinking about it. When I think about it, I can't figure it out, and so I stopped thinking about it.
For whatever reason, Ken Stevens, who is just, in some cases, he's a good friend of the show, and in some cases, he's just a total douche, he signs us to be on WYSP, and then he says, you know what? We're not ready to go with the total talk format yet.
It's ridiculous.
We're not ready to go with it yet, but as soon as we do, we're going to plug you guys in live. So they've been paying us.
Right.
We're being paid now not to be on WYSP in Philadelphia.
Yeah,
so what they're doing is they're holding the other two personalities that are on in the morning and the afternoon in YSP, and they're not putting you on?
I don't get it. Yeah, and, if you try to analyze it, it's impossible.
It really is.
I mean,
you can't.
We don't know. There's obviously there's somebody. There's some person that's responsible for this. But it's very, very hard to figure out.
All I know is Buzz is on it right. It's the easiest gig I ever had in my life. That we're being paid a lot of money not to be on a station.
Right, exactly.
How freaking...
Does that double when you finally do get on?
No, listen, with the salary that we've negotiated for YSB, it's a pretty decent piece of change.
It's a nice piece of change, and we're just waiting. They indicate to us that it should be happening
soon. That's what we keep hearing. Soon is what they say. Let's go to Nicole. Hey, Nicole.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hi.
Sorry if I'm talking low, but I work actually at a radio station in New York, and I've gotten in trouble by the program director for listening to you guys.
Come on, what's your station, honey?
I can't say. I'm afraid that one of the salespeople are listening.
Can you at least tell us whether it's AM or FM?
FM.
Is it PL?
FM in Long Island.
Is it BLI?
No.
BAI?
Maybe. But I have to shut my door and make sure that I don't turn you guys up to, that I don't turn the radio too loud.
WBAB?
Can I ask Nicole?
Uh-huh.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
Who have I heard? I've heard Christina Applegate.
Oh. Couldn't you tell by the sound of her voice that she was a hottie?
I said, why don't you just, whatever that job is you have at WBAB in Long Island, why don't you just go down to WNEW and we'll hook you up with a job there?
I would love to. Okay. I would actually love to, but I go to school on Long Island, so I'm just doing what I'm doing part-time.
Gotcha.
Call us when you have no class. Yeah, and come by and visit sometime.
Well, don't worry about your ratings in New York, because I spread the word secretly.
All right, thank you. We appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. It's WBAB. That's the radio station.
And she was a babe.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, we're going to stop this J.O. session here. I just did want to point out.
Well, you know, when they're against you and they run you down, you have to, every now and then, you have to indicate what's going on, and I'm glad we did that.
Us against the guy who used to do the show, who's now on another station.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you're wondering, well, now that he's on, and this was the other thing I heard. Boy, you guys are on against Liddy.
Right.
He will kill you. He will mop up the floor with you. Not only, incidentally, in these ratings, are we beating the deaf disc jockey.
Mm-hmm.
He had been in fourth place, Rush Limbaugh.
Right.
He's now in 11th place.
No.
Okay, and you do the math on that. We went from 12th place to 5th place. He went from 4th place to 11th place, and he had that whole I'm going deaf scam going for him. head-to-head, us against the former compatriot G. Gordon Liddy. In the overall ratings, we have a 4.8 share. That's our current share.
Okay.
He has a 0.7 share, 0.7 share.
Way to go, Mr. Blutarski.
Then, let me see, in men 18 plus, you guys have bestowed on us an 8.0 share.
Mm-hmm.
He has a 1.1.
Better than the other one. Better than that 0.7.
Yeah. In men and women 25 to 54, the money demo.
Yes.
As you mentioned, we have a 5.6. He is, he's coming in 33rd place with a 0.2, 0.2 share.
That's almost Blutarski territory.
And I saved that one for last.
Ah, very good.
Men and women 18 to 34,
mm-hmm.
we have a 9.5 share.
Yes.
He has 0.0 share.
0.00.
Right. Mm. So we, you know, we wish him the
fat, dumb, and happy is no way to go through life, son.
We wish him the absolute best of luck. We do, seriously.
Yes.
No hard feelings between us and him, but you know there had been that crap that had gone on when we left with all the stuff that he was number one rated and how could the station do this to him.
There was a lot of talk like that.
There sure was. So let's just set the record straight.
Very good.
Thank you for listening. Enough with the JO stuff.
It's not about us. It's about you guys. We share this with you to indicate that you're part of the team.
We got a break to start the strip pyramid with Squiggy and Mr. 40, but I had to get my funny cunny honey on the line for just a second.
Hello, I got my hair in a shampoo basin right now.
Okay, honey, listen. I just want to say
you don't have running water at your house, do you? You have
oh, no,
you actually have the old ye old basin
no,
with a pitcher.
I'm at the salon.
Oh, you're at the salon.
She's at the place, of course.
Yeah.
She's living the pampered life. I just want to say sometimes I love you more than anything, honey. I love you, you know, more than anything I love
sometimes.
You.
Sometimes.
But sometimes, no, I mean, I love you all the time. But sometimes you annoy the hell out of me. And I mean, I'm going to give you a prime example. My wife is too logical, too detail-oriented, to the point where she absolutely drives me crazy. I'll give you two very quick examples,
okay.
one that you won't be able to relate to and another one that you will be able to. There's a problem here at the radio station with commercials and commercials being played, and it's a problem that if you look at it on paper, you would say, well, this is wrong, something's askew here. I was telling her the problem, and rather than just listen to me and side with me, she takes the other side, and she talks about how logically, well, if you add up, you know, 4 and 6, you get 10, why are you guys in these constant arguments about commercials?
It's about getting them in on time and all that good stuff.
It's all that stuff. So that's the one point that just this morning, honey, you know that discussion we were having at the breakfast table?
Yeah.
You drive me crazy with that, with the logic thing.
But you know what? You bring it up to me, and I'm not butting in your business, but you are such an emotional, it's like living with Ricky Ricardo. I don't, you know, you. I just said, well, it's a little math problem, and why has everything become a war? Why don't you just figure out the math and figure where the problem is and fix it?
Yeah, okay, but see, the thing is, this is so inside, I can't even get into it on the air, but we've done the math. The math doesn't add up. The math that the company's giving us is not the same math as we're coming up with.
This doesn't add up.
Okay, and like I told you, we've said that, and then I read her the email that I get back from the guy in the company, and you know, she's no help, and it was just like Temptation Island. Now, last night, listen, finally, I get my wife to watch Temptation Island.
You need to get this out of my head. They need to wash color out of my hair. I'm going to come home looking like Bozo if I don't get the color washed out of my hair.
Listen,
go on.
Finally, last night, she always loves watching that dumb homo Will and Grace and the equally gay Just Shoot Me. Both shows I hate. I hate both shows. But these are the shows that my wife watches. Now, last night we watched Friends together. We liked Friends.
Yes.
We liked what was that show that was on after Friends I'd never seen? I liked
Just
it a lot.
Me?
Scrubs?
Oh, no. Wait
Scrubs.
A minute. Oh,
a great
Scrubs.
Show.
Scrubs, right? I'd never seen that. It was a good show. So then we...
Scrub is the guy who thinks he's fraud.
We go upstairs, we put on our nightcaps, we get ready for bed, and she comes in. I'm watching Temptation Island, and I say immediately, oh, I know, you're going to want me to turn on, you know, Homo, Will, and Grace, and Just Shoot Me. And she says, no, I'm taping those shows so we can watch whatever you'd like to watch. So we watched Temptation Island, and it's a really good episode. It's a really good episode because, I mean, there's lots of hot action and, like, guys...
Triple X-rated action.
Guys cheating on their girlfriends, and this is why my wife ruins it for me. She says to me, what's the point of the show? And I said, I don't know, but I like watching it. And she can't let it go at that. She says, no, really,
what's the, again, the logic thing.
Uh-huh. I just want to know what the objective was.
And I said, I finally said, I think it's people who aren't married, and they're trying to find out if their relationship is strong enough to go.
It's basically scantily clad women running on the beach.
Yeah, they're really, there's really,
no,
I've never known.
You get kicked off somehow, something happens. I know there's more to it than just scantily dressed people.
I've never really caught on to what the format of Temptation Island is.
You know, I don't remember what the format is either.
Is it over your head?
It's probably very simple.
Yeah, do you know, do you see why I get pissed off now? Because
yes.
This is what I get last night. And then, in a huff.
Oh, I know what it is.
What?
It's at the end, they decide whether they're going to stay with each other or not. The whole thing, they interview the couples at the end, and at the end they decide whether they're going to continue their relationship or whether they're not going to continue. That is the point of the game, to test their relationships.
Okay, well...
Well, I wish you could join us.
He still doesn't want to hear it.
No, you're right.
Frieden, he doesn't want to hear it.
No, you're right. I wish I had known it last night.
Like, you're, all right, that's
because,
what it is.
Because last night, when she just pestering me. We're laying in bed watching this, and she's like, what are the rules? I said, I don't know.
I wasn't asking. Now, don't, you know, I'm going to object to you making me more cartoony than I am. All I said was, what are they doing? I wasn't asking for a synopsis of write me a paper. I want an essay on it. You know,
So then I said, I don't know. I just like watching it. And at that point, she just gets up and leaves.
Remember at the end last year when they had the couples talking to each other and they would say, oh, well, I'm going to keep her. You know, and I'm going to stay with her, or I'm going to go off with what's her name.
That's it.
And it's really tense at the end. It's like, that's the culmination of the whole
thing. Well, I didn't remember.
The whole thing you forgot.
I didn't
remember.
Get up and leave. You turned the channel because I asked what it was about.
Okay, so that's the exact scenario. We're laying in bed. She's peppering me with questions about this. And
it's one question. What's the point?
One question over and over. And it's obvious. And it's obvious to me that because She I can't explain the concept, and she doesn't get the concept, that she's not interested, so I changed the channel, right?
I wouldn't have asked you if I wasn't interested. I would have read my magazine or a book or something.
Are they staring at you in the salon?
That would say to you that I am interested.
Are the hairdressers staring at you right now?
No, you know what? My phone is ringing wet.
Well, listen, just let me get this down to a nutshell. I do this in less than 30 seconds. She keeps saying,
you do it incorrectly.
No. What are the rules? Why are they doing this? And I said, I don't know. And she's doing that thing where she's going, so what I do is I change the channel. And she says,
oh, am I done?
She says, why did you change the channel? I said, because you don't like watching the show.
You know, your wife is fighting the good fight with her head in the sink. I just want to point that out.
I am a trooper.
Anyway, listen, I just want to say, it's just, I wish sometimes you would just turn your brain off when you're with me.
You know what? We're not going to have this problem very soon. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm no longer sharing your bedroom. You snore uncontrollably now.
We're going to get into this now.
We're in our own rooms watching TV. I can email you. What's the show about? And then you can email me back because I'm in the same place.
And I'm getting this now. She used to give me this rap when I would drink. Now on nights I don't drink.
Right.
I'm still getting when I wake up in the morning.
How many nights a week is that, though?
I don't drink. No. Seriously.
I know.
I'm getting it now on nights when I don't have a drop to drink. That had been her whole thing was, even if I had like a drink at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, she'd say the reason I'd snort is because I had a drink.
Yeah, because your body gets all
weird. Was the reason. If it's just that I can't be married to you, then that's the new reason.
Oh, honey, you can be married to me. What's the and then she says to me, not only can I not stand it because you're snoring, now the dog is snoring. Now the dog Max is snoring.
Yeah, and he's cute when he's snoring.
All right, sweetie, I love you, but you drive me crazy.
All right, goodbye, boo-boo.
Goodbye. You drive me nuts.
You know what'll help? Get her on a backhoe. You get her on a backhoe, she'll just be happier than anything. Won't be paying any attention to you.
I wish I could.
God, the strippers are just all over this building.
They are. Man, they're everywhere.
Lovely women everywhere.
Hello, Kenny.
Yes, Don and Mike, I love your show, but I have one major problem.
Let me guess. Her name is Frieda.
Yes, Don. I listen to the show for entertainment. It's my comic relief for the day. But my heart is palpitating. I feel like I'm back home. I can't handle
let
it.
Let me just tell you something. Listen, the only way I can go home at night is to have these conversations on the radio, okay? Well, that's the only way I can go. I got to have a release too, pal.
Well, I'm totally empathetic.
Okay? There you go. Well, that's nice of you.
I mean, you have no idea last night. Well, what are the rules? What is the point? I'm like, I don't know what the point is, and then I change the channel, and she gets pissed, and she leaves the room.
Is it like going to a sporting event and somebody asks you what the rules are at a sporting event?
Absolutely.
You just can't enjoy it and explain it at the same time.
I wake up this morning and my balls busted because I snore. Because I got any control over that.
There's stuff you can do. No, you can take that goo that you put in your... No, Rob.
I'm not.
Rob, that's not the solution.
It keeps me from...
Rob's solution to anything domestic, he balls his fist up.
Okay. Hey, Kenny, thank you for the call.
Thank you. Guys, keep up the great work. I'm here in New York, and I love you.
Thanks. We got to run. We are ready to start the strip pyramid.
Yeah.
All of the hotties are here.
Oh, man, they're all over the building.
Mm-hmm. We are all here, and we are ready to play the game at 877-365-3636, 202-432-1067, and 877-692-1027. Let me tell you now, when you call in to be caller number 100, not only are you calling for a fantastic prize package selected especially for you, you're calling for the chance to play with the first pair of girls.
Wow!
Who will be playing the $20,000 strip pyramid.
Strip pyramid!
On today's show.
Cool.
And we'll also have Mr. 40 playing with the girls and Squiggy from Laverne and Shirley. David Lander is coming by to play the game. And,
fantastic.
Maybe we can even get Dennis Quaid on the phone to play around with the girls.
Everybody. It's open season.
So now, caller 100, you're going to get a shot to play. You will be the audience member playing with the girls to win the key for the Mercedes-Benz. So, caller, we'll be right back.
Did anyone ever tell you you're a moron?
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. This weekend, Dennis Murphy is making his porno.
Somewhere in the Washington metropolitan area, evil things will be going on.
We will be viewing that porno on Monday's show, doing the editing on that. Also, in a couple of minutes, I'll be telling you about our big... Turkey-tacular.
Yay!
Our Thanksgiving show that we're doing on a Tuesday. Oh, yes.
Happy f***ing Thanksgiving from the Don and Mike Show.
I always like that edit.
We'll be telling you about that. Of course, everybody on the show next week, and today you're playing for a key to win the Mercedes-Benz. We want to congratulate yesterday's winner, Christine Austin from Bowie, Maryland.
Austin.
Who went to the Simply Wireless store in D.C. Her entry was picked at random.
Very good.
And she gets a key for the key party on Friday, December 14th, when we give away a Mercedes-Benz C230 compressor sports coupe from AT&T and Simply Wireless.
Very exciting. Key party, like with keys in a bowl? No, not the kind of key party you enjoy on the weekend.
Oh, I love those.
No, not like the Ice Castle or whatever that movie was.
Can't go to the Burbank house without having a key party.
So, December 14th, we had 29 people who win keys. We'll have the opportunity to get in the car one at a time. The key that starts the car, boom, you win it. Now, whoever is caller 100 here will be playing for a key with the stripper $20,000 pyramid.
All right. Fantastic. Boy, am I excited about this.
Explain this to you as we go along.
Bear with us.
This is going to be easy to follow.
It's going to be seamless.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who is this?
I'm caller 100.
Right. Hi, what's your name?
Orlando from New York.
Okay, Orlando.
What up?
Here's the news for you, Orlando.
All righty.
First, let me tell you that you've won a Butterball turkey.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay, yeah. Thanksgiving's extremely important to America. Butterball turkey. So, Butterball turkey, we love Butterball.
Turkey!
There you go. Happy Thanksgiving.
From the Don.
From the Don and Mike Show.
You carved the turkey before I got there.
Now, here's the deal, Orlando.
Yes.
You are going to be one of six people who has the chance today to win a key to start the Mercedes-Benz.
Cool.
And being as you're from New York, if you're the guy who wins the key today, Amtrak will supply you with transportation to come down to D.C. for the party on the 14th.
Sounds good.
Now,
Oh, let's wait till next round to have Squiggy play. We're going to have a celebrity
Squiggy
play.
Here already?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
he's punctual.
David Lander's here. Here's the deal. We play this just like the $25,000 pyramid. They're in each round with the two strippers, there are going to be 6 categories and 7 questions in each category. Let me give you an example. So everybody, and why don't you bring the girls in?
Yeah, let's meet our girls.
So I'll give you an example of how this is played.
Hello, ladies.
And the girls will be playing for you, Orlando, and for your chance to win the key.
Wow.
Howdy, girls. And the girls will be getting naked as the game goes along.
What a great start this is. Hello, enter and sign in, please. You are?
I am Skylar.
Skylar.
Yes, you are.
Skylar, and you are?
Kelly.
Okay, you girls, you want to plug anything, or are you just here?
We are here from AmazingEntertainment.com, www.AmazingEntertainment.com.
Baby! Okay, gotcha. Let me give you a say hi to Orlando, please. He's on the phone from New York.
Hello, Orlando.
Hi, Orlando.
Oh, my Lord.
These girls are hot strippers.
Hi, Orlando. I can get her.
We have we have 6 different categories. At the end of each category, we're going to ask you girls to take off an article of clothing. So by the time we play the last category, you're naked. You're cool with that?
Very good.
Hey, they're strippers. Of course they're cool with that.
So let me give you an example. Here's how it'll go. One of the categories that you'll be able to choose would be called It's Getting Bigger.
Ah.
Let's say you select It's Getting Bigger. And the actual category then, since, you know, that's like the name to fake you out.
Right.
The actual category is things you look at with a magnifying instrument.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to try to get Mike now to do this with me.
All right.
Okay? It's getting bigger, things you look at with a magnifying instrument. So one of you will know this. Like, Mike doesn't know. Now, what the answers are, Mike and I will try to play and see how many we can get in 30 seconds.
Okay.
Okay. It's in your mouth.
My teeth.
More specific, you get it on your tooth.
Plaque.
A dentist would take care of this for you.
Cavity.
Cavity. Right. You write this on a check.
Your signature.
You get this in your finger from a piece of wood.
Splinter.
This you have this done if you go to the doctor and you break your arm.
Splint.
No, no.
A needle.
No.
Ashtray.
No. It was an X-ray.
An X-ray. And Lisa was like giving it to me, and I read her lips, and I thought she said ashtray.
An X-ray.
I'm not good at the game.
See, cheating doesn't pay off.
Don't cheat. So they had things, you know.
I was looking at Kelly's breasts.
Things you look at with a magnifying instrument. You had cavity, signature, splinter, X-ray, atom, a germ, and Saturn.
Uh-huh.
So understand that there are 6 of these categories in each round we're going to play. So, Orlando, are you still there?
I'm here, buddy.
The maximum amount of points that you can get if these girls go 7 for 7 in each of these is 42 points.
42 points.
The girls whose team combines with, or when Squeaky comes in and plays with the stripper, the team that combines the most amount of points for our home listeners,
yes,
will win the key that could start the Mercedes-Benz.
So Squiggy is going to play with one of the strippers. He'll be one of the teams.
Yes, he will.
All right, so it'll be a stripper and Squiggy.
Yeah, because that's how they did it. On the real $20,000 pyramid, they had celebrities play.
All right.
So if you girls are ready.
We're ready.
We're going to start, and I want
to
tell you.
Now, do they have to face each other, or can they kind of look at each other at an angle?
Now.
All right.
Here are your categories you can choose from. Who's going to be giving and who's going to be receiving here?
Oh, I'm not going to
watch an angle over.
No, hold on. Who wants to give?
I'll give.
Kelly is going to give.
And then who receives, Mike?
Skylar will be receiving, Don.
Kelly and
Skylar. And Skylar and Kelly are playing for Orlando, and we wish them both a great deal of luck.
All right, Kelly, here are your categories you can choose from. After the beep, down Main Street, you can't win them all. At your service, bend but never break, or a run for your money.
Run for your money.
Run for your money.
A run for your money.
Go.
Now, Robbie, you're gonna now. Buzz will. Buzz will now secretly tell you, the listening audience, what these girls are going to be shooting for. Buzz, whisper it, please.
Very quiet, please. A battery.
Okay, number one.
Hold on. Don't start yet, honey. Hold on. Okay, Buzz, go ahead. Tell us.
Do you want all of them or just the first one?
Just the, well, no, I guess.
They would be...
Have them. I think what we're going to do is have them go ahead and begin, and I'll whisper it to the audience as they're beginning.
No.
Okay. That's what I was told.
Well, actually, when you hit the bell...
Give the list, that's fine.
No, but it, you know what? He doesn't need to give the list, because if they simply... If you know the category, when you hit the dinger, we'll know that it's okay.
All right, okay.
You know what I mean? So we'll know what it is when you hit the dinger. And then at the end, just like Dick Clark did, Don, all the ones that they got wrong... You come back and say that was...
But on the game, Dick Clark would say, okay, for instance, she wants a run for your money. Dick Clark would... The thing.
Well, they'd show it on the bottom.
And no, Dick Clark would tell them. No, I think I could tell them. I can think that means... Right?
Didn't they only know 1 through 7.
I can tell them...
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. Buzz?
Yes. So you don't... You don't...
I can tell them, a run for your money. You girls will be trying to guess things that make other things run.
Yeah, that's very good. Okay. That's right.
Things.
And then when you hear the bell, you'll know that you got it correct.
Correct.
Okay. I have a question.
Yes.
If I get it wrong, do we both have to strip or just me?
You both have to
strip every time.
Okay. Either way, you got to take your clothes off.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You're going to. Yeah, let me explain to both Skylar and Kelly. At the end of this, when you're done here, mm-hmm. you'll both be naked.
All right.
Very yes, we love that. All right, so now we've noodled it through.
Yeah.
You've selected a run for your money, things that make other things run. Kelly, you will be giving it to Skylar. Go.
The Energizer Bunny. Batteries. You feel it through your hair. On the ocean. Oh, sand, water, air, wind. Yes.
You can pass if you like.
Okay. A baseball, football, someone that teaches and helps the team.
Coach.
Okay. Dirty Harry always has it in his movies.
I don't think I can say that.
Go ahead, make my day.
Dear, right, that's it. That was a total of 3 points that they got in that round.
We were looking for a pistol.
Oh.
A pistol.
Oh, all right,
so.
Harry.
All right, so Orlando, are you still there? What happened to Orlando? Did we lose him? Oh, you got to keep him on the phone, guys. Let's get Orlando back on the line. So that was a total of 3 points.
Out of 7 that they got that time. And what was the last one there, Don? Was it
a pistol.
A pistol. Okay, pistol. Very good.
Girls, what would you be taking off?
I'm going to take my shirt off.
Ah, very good.
My top off as well.
You girls wearing bras?
No.
There we go.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't believe in bras.
Me either.
Nothing that restricts my body.
Fantastic.
Me either.
And it's cold in here, too.
Yes, it is.
Damn.
It's a little bit nipply.
Oh, these girls are hot. These girls are so hot.
Fantastic.
Okay, so now, Kelly, here you can choose from After the Beep, Down Main Street, You Can't Win Them All, At Your Service, or Bend But Never Break.
At Your Service.
At Your Service.
Always.
You'll be describing things associated with the word gas. Associated with the word gas. God, you got... just some of the big... Yeah, go ahead and touch that.
Wow.
Hey, Robbie, let's get the sound. Let's just get the sound of what's happening in here right now.
They're getting a little distracted already.
Just be quiet. Just...
Don't just look at it.
No, you never saw Betty White do that on TV.
No, not at all. Never happened.
Thank God.
Could have been a better show.
Absolutely.
Damn. Okay, it is cold in here.
I'm sorry, what was the category?
Yeah, I forgot too.
Exactly.
Please remind us.
Yeah.
Now, hold on. We lost, Lisa, what happened? We lost Orlando, the guy from New York?
Yeah, he was on a New York line, and he got dropped off, and we can't get him back.
Well, call back. Orlando, call back. I don't want to go with somebody else.
He doesn't have to be here. We'll get him back. And
okay.
Skylar and Kelly are playing for Orlando. Skylar and Kelly have 3 points so far.
Okay, so you have selected. Oh, and Lisa's taking pictures for the website?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, beautiful.
Well, RJ is here if you want pictures for our sites.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You bet.
You're bringing Raymond in.
Yeah, bring in Raymond. Okay, girls, here you go. At your service. Things associated with the word gas. Go.
You cook on it.
A stove.
You put it on your face to clear the pores. It's a cream.
Gas?
It's a cream. Women put
cold cream? Astringent? Cleanser?
You want a pass?
Jim Carrey.
A mask.
Very good. You blow A with your gum.
A bubble.
Okay, where we're at right now, a radio
station.
Okay, a faucet has a...
4 points in that one. That was better. They improved by one on their score.
Nice, girls. Okay, and you were looking for a leak.
A leak.
We got Orlando back on the line. Hey, hello, Orlando. Orlando, girls, while we're waiting for Orlando.
Another item of clothing, please.
What will you be removing this time?
My bra off.
Bra off coming off.
You're taking the bra off.
Skylar taking her bra off. Kelly removing her pants.
Okay.
Let me just adjust the light. And Raymond coming in the nick of time.
Yeah, wow.
Wow, fantastic.
Damn. Bravo. You guys are mucho, mucho hot.
Oh, this is fun. John, I love strip pyramid.
Naked girls.
I really do. All right.
Why? Hey, Orlando, are you there, buddy?
Well, all right. We're still trying to get Orlando back. All right. The total for Skylar and Kelly so far, Don, after two categories, is 7 points.
All right. Now, I think at some point we should switch and Skylar should give to Kelly.
Yeah, Skylar should give the clues to Kelly.
All right. So, Skylar, here are your choices.
Okay.
Oh, and incidentally, these are the same dumb questions from the board game, $25,000 pyramid.
The home's working now. We're humming now.
Okay. We've got After the Beep, Down Main Street, You Can't Win Them All, and Bend But Never Break. Skylar, which would you like?
I'm going to go with Bend But Never Break.
Bend But Never Break.
These are things that can be stretched.
Okay. Can I go at any time?
As soon as I say go, and as soon as I get done staring at your lovely bodies. These things can be stretched. Hold on. Let me just see. Orlando, you there?
I'm here, fellas.
Okay, Orlando, stay online, because these girls are playing for you now.
Oh, yeah.
You ready? Here we go. Things that can be stretched. Go.
All right. You wear them on your feet when you get cold?
Sandals.
When you get cold?
Socks.
There you go. This will go up in the air if it has helium in it?
Balloon.
Correct. You chew this when you have bad breath?
Mint.
You chew it constantly and you...
Gum.
There you go. You jump on this, the man show. Girls on...
A trampoline.
There you go. You make cookies with it or bread. You roll it out.
Butter.
You roll
flour.
It out. You roll it out. No.
A total of 4 points.
Got it.
You got it after the buzzer, though, honey.
Bringing their total so far to 11 points.
Dough.
Good.
Dough. Dough.
Dough.
Dough.
So,
what will you be removing now, Kelly and Skylar?
What's coming off?
Shoes
count? Sure, shoes count.
Shoes, yeah, absolutely.
Everything counts.
As long as your girls are naked by the end of the game.
You're taking your pants off, too?
I'm taking my pants off.
Okay, all right. Now, again, somewhere.
Bravo.
Photos of all of this hot action to be on DonnaMikeFans.com.
Hot action.
I love that.
That's what it is.
I just like the sound of that.
Hot action. Hot action. Okay, here we go. Once again, Skylar, you'll be giving to Kelly. You have the choice of After the Beep, Down Main Street, or You Can't Win Them All.
Playing for Orlando, they have a total of 11 points so far. Go ahead, Skylar.
After the Beep?
After the Beep, please.
All right.
All right, things that can have a message. Things that can have a message. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
You both got great teas.
Yeah.
After the beep, go.
An executive might have this to answer his phones up front.
Receptionist.
Another
secretary.
There you go. February 14th, you get
Valentine's Day, candy.
Yeah.
Flowers.
Does that count?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that a correct answer?
Well, hold on. Sorry. Stop it, please. Buzz.
Well, normally they would accept that. I'm sorry. I thought you...
Oh, we're getting a ruling here.
Yeah, that's an acceptable.
That's our second point. All right, keep going, and we pick it right up.
During your TV shows, you have this.
Commercials.
There you go. And you can send a
fax, email.
You know, think longer. Back another 20 years. They send,
telegram.
There you go. And if I were to say yes, I would.
Nod.
There you go. And Christians are...
That's it. They've improved again, though, with a total of 5 points in that one.
All right, girl.
In that round.
The one you got stumped on was Ouija board. That was the last one. And it was a Valentine, but I guess Valentine's Day, everybody agrees that's close enough.
16 points total, and we have total nudity from Kelly.
Kelly is totally naked.
All right, bravo. And so is Skylar.
All right, both girls are naked.
Right.
Oh, and both girls. Well,
now. My shoes on.
Yeah.
Skylar's got the JonBenet look, though.
Right, and Kelly's got the landing strip.
Okay,
very good.
Now, these are two hot, naked girls playing
the
strip pyramid.
I like strip pyramid.
And Orlando, remember, you want to be rooting for these girls, Kelly and Skylar, because if they have the most points, you're going to win the key.
I love them already, and I don't know what they look like.
There you go.
And isn't that the beauty of radio? Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Beautiful, but we will be able to go to DonandMikeFans.com. Now, Raymond, they're going to have to go to the uncensored link, right?
Correct. Go to the homepage.
The homepage, go to the DonandMikeFans.com uncensored. Click on that, and you'll see the pictures of all the girls. Here's what we have. Down Main Street, You Can't Win Them All.
Down Main Street.
Down Main Street.
Here we go.
Things you see in a parade.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And go.
You get these on Valentine's Day from your boyfriend.
Flowers.
Specific.
Candy.
There are
roses. This,
there you go. Not. Oh. Crap. Pass that one.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Clown.
No. All right, you can play this. It's a very large brass instrument.
Trombone.
No.
Bone.
No. What is that big thing? Okay, pass on that one.
Sorry. No. Only 1 point garnered in that round.
You had a governor.
It's right on the tip of my tongue.
It's not a tuba.
They passed on a governor, and they didn't get a tuba.
There we go. But we're still rooting for them.
All right, so now, Kelly, you will give the last round to Skyler. The only category left is you can't win them all. And these are famous losers.
I think Kelly's going to do better in that position. Oh, she just got out of that position. Okay, very good.
You ready? Right. Famous losers with two beautiful naked girls from AmazingEntertainment.com in front of us playing for Orlando. Here we go. You can't win them all. Famous losers, go.
It's a country in Europe. Hitler.
Germany.
Okay. pass. It's a baseball team.
It's a baseball team. The Mets, the Yankees, the
pass.
Okay.
Not a rabbit, but a
bunny.
Another
a hare.
Yeah. We booted him out. He's a president.
Two points.
That was a hard one.
What happened next?
This was a very hard
one. That was a hard one because you had the Dodgers were the famous losers, and Marie Antoinette was the second one you passed on, and the president was Richard Nixon.
Their total right now for Skyler and Kelly playing for Orlando, 19 points so far, Lord Quizmaster.
Did they get the bonus one here?
No. After we determine our winner, we'll do that.
Oh, okay. All right.
So is that the end of Skyler for now and Kelly?
They're hugging.
And they're hugging each other. They're celebrating. They're embracing with their... Celebrate.
Of the love for the website.
Celebrate. Oh. Fantastic.
All right. Orlando, are you there?
What up?
Okay, Orlando. Mike, what is Orlando's total here?
Orlando, your total. Skyler and Kelly did pretty darn good for the first time we played this game. 19 points for you, Orlando.
19 points.
Very nice.
Orlando, give your number to Johnny. And at the end, if 19 is the winning total, we'll call you back and you'll get the key to the car.
Cool. Oh, quick thing.
Pardon me?
Oh, quick thing. I'm in the 4-hour club.
Yeah.
And my cell phone's all messed up. I heard like a couple days ago you had like a second number. I'd be able to give that to John too?
Yes, you will.
Absolutely, Orlando.
Thank you, Orlando. Hold on a second. And we want to thank both of you beautiful girls from AmazingEntertainment.com.
Skyler and Kelly.
Yeah. Thank you, girls. Beautiful.
Good job.
Our
debut contestants. Good job.
They're so hot.
Right. Fantastic.
Now,
thank you, Skyler.
When we come
and
in,
thank you, Kelly.
Everybody's getting hot action for Buzz.
Wonderful.
When we come back, just one girl, maybe Shiloh, if Shiloh wants to plug her Playboy.com thing, Shiloh will come in and play with TV's Squiggy, David Lander, I won't get into the debate with him in front of you, but I love Laverne and Shirley. I've always loved it, and you've never liked it.
I the only person I ever liked on Laverne and Shirley was Squiggy.
There you go. Okay. Saving your ass.
Good answer. Yeah. Okay. I don't want to get on his bad side.
Yeah, okay. So we need someone else who the girl and David Lander will be playing for. So, the lines are open again. Call 100 time. 877-365-3636, the national number from D.C., 202-432-1067. In New York, 877-692-1027. Caller 100, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why'd I get mixed up with that bitch?
Because he got a great ass! And you got your head all the way up it!
Jesus.
Ferocious, aren't I? When I think of asses, woman's ass, something comes out of me.
Me too.
Jeff Matt Stout, The Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's get a call 100. Playing this
this round of Strip Pyramid for a chance to win a key that can start the Mercedes-Benz. The C230 Compressor Sports Coupe, courtesy of Simply Wireless and AT&T. Hit the website at simplywireless.com. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who is this?
It's Nick.
Nick, where are you from?
D.C.
Nick, call 100. And you won you won the Butterball Turkey for Thanksgiving, and you are going to be able to play now. If your team amasses the most points at the end of the show, you'll get the key to come and join us at the key party on Friday, December 14th.
I'd like that.
Okay, beautiful. Stay on the line while we bring in your two players. Now we will have, as it turns out, two major celebrities joining us.
Big time celebs.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, with the last score, what's the score they had?
Yeah, what was
19. Skylar and Kelly were playing for Orlando. Skylar and Kelly from Amazing Entertainment with a total of 19 points.
Let's bring in David Lander first to meet him for a second. Big fan of Laverne and Shirley.
Me too.
I'm going to rat you out on that you don't like the show.
That's a shock.
But I do. And I have for a long time.
Break with tradition.
We've had that. I don't think he'll give a rat's ass.
No, he won't. I mean, it's not, you know, when was the last time we had that debate? We had that debate when we used to do a morning show.
Yeah, but
and then that's when I started digging the show in syndication.
You don't.
That's right.
Don't do that now. Don't do that.
Here he is, David Lander. Hi, David.
David Lander. Hey,
David.
Hey.
Hey,
man. Very nice to see you.
One of the most familiar faces on television.
True. Yeah, who didn't love Laverne and Shirley, and especially Lenny and Squiggy?
That's for sure.
Yeah. And the whole big hello.
Yeah, that's right.
Hello.
Some of the best setups in the world. They would give you guys the most obvious, like Laverne and Shirley would be talking about, well, can you imagine if giant piles of feces were around us everywhere and the door would open and there would be Lenny and Squiggy coming.
It'd be better, though, if they said two piles of feces. Then we come in and hello, and they go, oh, I get it. That must be one. That must be the other.
Right.
Hello, and Dave, first let me just tell you, I'm a huge fan of Laverne and Shirley.
One of the biggest fans that I've ever known of Laverne.
Really?
I really, for years, I swear to God, I've said it's one of like the top 10 funniest shows of all time. Mike hates the show.
Yeah, I was doing a lot of drugs back then. I wasn't tracking with anybody.
Yeah, I know.
Just didn't spend a lot of nights at home, David. That's the way that worked.
Yeah, it was Tuesday nights out on the town.
It was really so good.
So, Jesus Christ, there's so many things. We want to play the game with you here, but there's so many things I want to ask you about. I want to ask, are you still in touch? Well, obviously you're still in touch with, what's his name? Spinal Tap.
Yeah, McKeon.
Yeah, also. McKeon. You and McKeon are still tight.
Uh-huh.
From everything I've seen, like the Hollywood Story and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The we know that Penny Marshall and Cindy were fighting.
Yeah, at times they were. At times when they were together, everybody was real happy. I mean, it was interesting. I always felt it was kind of like Cindy's manager had convinced Cindy that the whole thing was a plot to destroy her film career, which was kind of a, to me, rather bizarre plot.
Her film career, which was American Graffiti, right?
And it was also The Conversation. It was Travels with My Aunt. Actually, she had done a lot of things. I mean, she did have a good film career. But still, it was kind of, I thought, absurd that her manager thought that, especially because Cindy was getting paid good money.
So she went into the thing with kind of a bad attitude to start with?
Well, her attitude was okay. It was her manager who was so paranoid. And, I mean, you ever see the credits on that show? It's like Laverne and Shirley, and there's Penny Marshall to the left, and then Cindy to the right, but about an inch and a half taller. And that cockeyed billing was something that her manager really fought for. And I remember watching this show with her manager when VCRs just came out, and she'd freeze frame it and take out a tape measure on the TV.
Oh Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Wow.
I always imagined Penny Marshall and Gary Marshall together. I mean, naturally funny people. Were they fun to be around, or were they...
Yeah, but it wasn't like a laugh riot. Yeah. I mean, you know, they were both, you know, they talked like this. You know, so why are we doing this? You know?
You guys, obviously you partied a lot on the set and off the set, but did you get a lot of stink for being Squiggy?
A lot of what?
Stink.
We
when you get the stinky pinky?
That was a drug that they were handing out. No, we didn't do stink. We were really kind of, no. I mean, what do you mean, people getting angry at me? Or
No. I mean,
you get laid.
You get stink.
Oh, is that what they're calling it, the stink?
Yeah, the stinky.
Well, by now, it probably stinks. It was so long ago. Yeah, it was nice. I mean, you know, it was strange to see Lenny and Squiggy groupies. They're not like your normal groupies.
But you had them,
I mean,
right?
They weren't the people that were going to Eric Estrada's house. Let me put it like that.
Okay, I gotcha. Well, listen, this is no secret that David Landry, I'm sure you've seen this on Entertainment Tonight and all this other stuff. You have MS, mm-hmm. and you look great.
Well, thanks.
You sound great. Well, every time I've seen you on TV, you seem to be fantastic. What's the status of you and MS?
Well, it's like anybody. It's a progressive disease, and the only thing they can tell you is, and it will get worse. Wow. Fortunately for me, though, when I was first diagnosed in 84, there were no treatments for it. Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons I kept it a secret for 15 years, because you could tell employers that you have it, and they said, what are you doing for it? And you go, nothing, because there's nothing I can do.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured better keep it quiet. Now, of course, there are drugs that, like, I take a drug called Avonex once a week, which slows the progression mm-hmm. of a progressive disease. So that's really good, and that's, I think, one of the reasons that I've been able to maintain myself in such a
That's terrific, and that was 20 years ago. That didn't happen.
No, there was no drugs like that, you mm-hmm. know, and I remember my doctor was telling me that he thought I'd be in a wheelchair for the rest of my life.
Wow. Oh, look,
2 days later, I wasn't, and mm-hmm. it went well.
And your pushy PR person has just thrust upon me. Why not just shove this right up my bung? Yeah.
The microphone, will you, so they can see the picture.
The book Fall Down Laughing, David L. Lander, and it's about you and, I guess, Laverne and Shirley, and then MS.
Yeah, my career, and then when I got MS, and how I hid it for 15 years, and then when I went public, it's got the whole schmear in there.
And you were also in, I know the movie, the Madonna movie.
League of Their Own. I've never heard it called the Madonna movie before.
Well, you know, I mean, she's only got two of them.
Call it the Rosie O'Donnell movie.
It's probably her best performance, because she really did play the part that she should play, you know, the slut next door.
Right. She was perfectly cast in that
really
movie.
Was.
Yeah, as were a lot of people in that. I thought
she was more right for that than she was Evita.
You know, I like that movie, and one of the things that's the coolest when they match up the people with the real folks, or actually it was an actress, I think, that was an older actress
what
that was matched up with Gina Davis.
It was a casting call where it would say, we're looking for a 65-year-old Madonna.
That's very cool.
David Listen is going to be in D.C. speaking at an MS Education Day tomorrow.
That's right.
At the Doubletree Hotel in Tyson's Corner, sponsored by GU, Georgetown University. It's FREE. Call 888-893-1340 for information. We will plug this a couple more times during the show.
Now, is this the kind of thing where you're going to tell people that might not be as in tune with treatments and where they can get help?
Oh, yeah.
What they can do if they have, say, a friend, a family member that's got it?
Oh, yeah. And also what I'll do is I'll tell my stories, some of the funniest stories took place right here in this town.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like what?
When I was doing a movie called Man with One Red Shoe.
Oh, the Tom Hanks movie,
yeah.
Right?
And I played a CIA guy, and this is when no one knew I had MS, and it was about 102 degrees in Washington we were shooting, and the scene was basically me going into a sewer, because Hanks's toilet was flushing profusely, and we thought he was flushing down secret microfilm or something. So I was a CIA guy they were going to send into the sewer. So, you know, I thought that was okay, but I didn't realize that I'd be wearing a rubber suit. And one of the things you know with MS is whatever you do, stay out of hot weather, wear loose-fitting clothes, never take a hot shower.
Oh, God,
and there I am hiding it in a rubber suit, sweating away, going, you know, when they say action, my chances are good that I'm just going to fall flat on
you
my head.
You can shut down completely.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was real worried, yeah. Ooh, no. And there was another guy, another actor on the set who had just been diagnosed with a thing called Berger's disease, which I had never heard of. And
Mike and I have that.
Yeah,
I think we do, yeah.
Hamburger, yeah. Well, he got very upset when everyone called it because he was, like, very dramatic about it. So he was telling them he had this disease, and the producer and the director were, like, coddling him. Oh, it's all right. We'll do your close-up first. David can wait. I'm thinking, why can't I just tell him, you know, I've got MS. I outrank you.
Yeah. Do you, looking back on it, just one question about this. When you say you hid it for so long, do you have regrets about that? Do you think that if you had been up front with it, that it would have been okay, or do you think, that, you know, in retrospect, it was the good thing to do?
I think in retrospect, it was probably a good thing to do.
Okay.
Because because, one, if I had gone public and they said, here he is, the guy who played Squiggy, and he's got MS, and I would have said, oh, what could I have said? And there's nothing you can do about it. It only gets worse, and boy, am I pissed off. You know,
right.
So
right.
It wouldn't do anybody any good. So okay. I think I basically the fact that I waited came out much better.
Yeah, I've just noticed something here. I'm sure you'd probably do this on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
There's a,
I know what you're going to point
the
out.
The improper grammar here. How Squiggy caught multiple sclerosis
and didn't tell nobody.
Didn't tell nobody.
Yeah. He didn't tell nobody.
Yeah. There you go.
That's yeah.
The grammarians are going to have a field
I've
day with
done
it.
Done book interviews where they actually corrected it.
Oh.
They also point out, you know, you can't catch MS. I said, I know that, but Squiggy doesn't.
Okay.
Let's bring in your partner here for the...
all right, let's get the chairs arranged.
For the pyramid today. Now, I know you're a big star. And, David, we loved you on Laverne and Shirley. Why don't you meet another big star now? Playboy.com's Cyber Girl of the Week, our very own Shiloh McCormish.
Yeah. Shiloh!
Come on in here, Shiloh.
Here comes Shiloh.
You can see very revealing photos of Shiloh on Playboy.com.
Shiloh, say hi to David Lander.
Including when she was in our New York studio doing the photo shoot with us up there.
Could I have a drink of water? Whenever I'm with a beautiful woman, I get very thirsty.
Water for David, please.
I don't know what that means.
There you go. There's a bottle of water for you.
Oh, that's a ton of water for him.
But, Shiloh was showing me before the show today, you know, she was at Ground Zero recently.
Yes. She boosted a lot of morale down there with the firefighters and the police officers.
Did you see Shock, who she ended up in one of the pictures with?
Yeah, Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford. What a shock that Harrison Ford would end up somehow near Shiloh.
Now, he is the ultimate horn doggy. I mean, that's been reported, but he was okay?
He was down. What happened was...
Did he touch you, Shiloh?
Not at all.
All right.
Did you touch him?
Come on. I was there actually working and serving the recovery workers. No, but what happened was after last time when I was in New York on WNAW with you guys, the fireman had called, I think his name was John. And so afterwards, after I was finished my last shoot, I was me and my makeup artist. I was like, you know, I'm here in New York. I'm leaving the next day. Let's go down and say hi to some firemen. I didn't even expect to go down to Ground Zero. Mm-hmm. And I ended up meeting David Boulay. He's one of the top chefs in Manhattan. He owns Danube Restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been serving since the day it happened, or the next, or like September 12th, breakfast, lunch, and dinner to all the recovery workers.
Oh, that's great.
And this guy has like a 5-star restaurant. They're getting like gourmet food. So I went down there talking with policemen, and they were like, talk to Sergeant Murphy. And this guy goes, can I help you? And I thought he was Sergeant Murphy, but it ended up being David Boulay. He's like, when I come down and serve food to the celebrities, and I'm like, what's this guy talking about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I get in the van, get
Hey, Dave, let me ask you something. Are you upset that the girl from Playboy.com is getting as much time as you did, and you have,
I'm
plug MS?
Don't worry, I've got my plugs
in. Oh, he loves
in.
It. Come on.
She can plug.
You know, she can plug, absolutely.
A
universal
disaster. It's patriotic. It goes with today.
There you go.
Okay, so listen, anyway, Playboy.
Right, so you went down there and they loved it.
I went down there, I served food. They
and you're welcome in every firehouse in Manhattan now, right?
Well, I didn't get to go to the firehouse. I just went down there, I served food and cut bread for like 3 hours, and then an officer... took me out to the site and I signed helmets and.
Those are great pictures that she was showing us.
Yeah, they're on my website too. If you guys want to check it out, www.simplyshiloh.com.
Right. Dave, you have a site, Simply Squiggy, or?
You know, it's funny that you should mention that because Squiggy was taken by somebody.
Oh,
and
really? Those bastards!
It's a cyber squatter.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna play the pyramid now. Both of you guys, that Nick. This is, of course, Dave and Shiloh. Hi, Nick.
Hello.
There you go. Now, you're going to be amassing as many points as possible for the guy on the phone.
Now, previously in round number one, Skyler and Kelly came up with 19 points. So you got a good chance. I mean, there's a total, of 42 pound, points in each round.
Dave, I hope you don't.
Pounds,
not 42 pounds.
I hope you don't mind. You'll be taking your picture for our unofficial website, DonandMikeFans.com.
As long as it's unofficial, I don't mind. And if it's unauthorized, it's okay with me, too.
I have one question, though. Is Dave, so if we lose, we have to take off an item of clothing?
You take off.
Oh, come on. He's got to do it, too.
No.
Squiggy.
I got MS. I can't.
Doctor's orders.
I got so much stuff going on.
And Shiloh, you take something off after every round.
Very good.
Okay, so I think in the first round we'll have Shiloh.
And, you know, I don't think the publicists don't look too uncomfortable in the room right now.
We'll have Shiloh giving to David. Okay? Shiloh giving to Dave. My love is, again, you know, I know...
Good luck.
Gotcha. Good luck,
you
know.
Nick,
this is a team.
Did you ever play the $20,000 pyramid when LeBron and Charlie was on?
No, Michael played it a lot. I turned it down.
You've been on Hollywood Squares, though,
afraid
right?
Afraid that, you know, yeah, I've been on that plenty of
right.
times. But with that, I always was afraid if I was playing with somebody who really needed the money and I screwed up, I was like, I'd have terrible guilt problems.
Well, feel that guilt now because this guy, what they're playing for, you're playing for these guys on the phone and they're going to have the chance to win a key that can start a Mercedes.
Hey, if you win that, you better take me for a ride.
Well, will they get the Mercedes, or they just get the key and then they can go around to parking lots?
We're giving away 29 keys, and one key opens the car.
So your chances, what they're playing for is a chance of 1 in 29 chance to win a car.
Wow.
Wow. Do they know the odds are against them?
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
I tell you, that David, he's a handful.
Shiloh, here are your choices, your categories. They are quick changes, it's ship shape, face to face, all about Eve, shoo, or when in Rome?
When in Rome.
When in Rome.
Okay, you want to get David to say things associated with Rome in 30 seconds. Ready and go.
Sorry, 1 second.
Nope, I'm stumped.
Wait, hold on.
I give up. That one.
No, I got. Hold on. I just want to give. Right.
Wait, hold on.
Seven clues there.
Yeah. Okay, I have clues. Okay, sorry.
Start with one and work.
Nobody explained to me when I got in here. Okay.
All right. Cyber girl.
Right. When in Rome.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. When in Rome.
All right. Ready. Go.
A toga.
No, hold on.
See, he's the read all seven. That's what I'm saying.
No.
Describing.
No. All right. You know what? We're going to go to the next.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. My fault.
Being worn by.
Should I do another one?
Yes, we're going to come up with new
categories. Brock said read all seven. I didn't.
Have you ever watched the show?
Yes, I have.
Okay, very good.
It's been a while. I tried to find it on TV, but I couldn't.
No problem.
If they hand you the answers, the first thought is the answer.
We are dealing with a blonde here.
That's all right. No problem.
Here are your new. You know what? Just to make it easier,
base,
I think the first round will have Dave give to show.
Very good.
Okay.
That's a wonderful idea.
Here one in Rome?
Oh. No. We got new ones for you, Don.
All right, fine.
Come with me.
We're starting from scratch, Don.
Yep.
Very good.
Come with me. I told you so. Behind every great doctor, to start off with, a game of inches, or gee, what's next?
I told you so. How's that?
I told you so. All right.
I told you so.
So these
tell me something, please.
David and Shiloh playing for Nick.
These are words that are used in a lover's quarrel.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Hey, Rob, you know what? This machine number 5, I think, is...
Okay.
Hold on. We got to wait for this thing to repeat.
No, I basically give a sentence that she would say.
Yeah, you try to describe without using the word.
Yeah, I wanted to just make sure that we were playing in the same
game. We've reached a bit of a log jam in this round.
You don't know.
We sure have. And who would have thought Squiggy and with the Playboy.com Cyber Girl of the Week?
I know. How can we lose?
Here we go. So it's I told you so. Words used in a lover's quarrel. Go.
I don't like you anymore. I think you're a terrible person. I can't stand what you do.
Pass.
No, but good guess. After the first date I was hoping to have with you.
Sex.
This isn't going to work. I think our marriage is finished.
Divorce.
If you'd only tell me the truth, we can't base a marriage on lies all the time.
Oh, dear. Okay, move on.
Gave something away?
Oh, that's it. I'm sorry. No, only 2 points in that round, David.
Let me see.
David and Shiloh.
AIDS? Oh, no, you shouldn't be.
Sex, a divorce, and honest. Dave was trying to get honesty. To say honest.
All right, 2 points in that first round.
Did I violate a rule or something?
No.
You just ran out of time.
That buzzer means it's the end of the round.
That was a practice.
Shiloh, what are you going to be taking off here?
Oh, goodness.
Remember, the air conditioning's on.
Beautiful Playboy t-shirt.
All right, Playboy t-shirt.
Beautiful Playboy t-shirt.
Here you go. Fantastic.
All of these items being photographed.
It's real gutsy doing this on radio, isn't it?
I always do when you're here.
Well, that's why we have a website.
Oh, my God.
Look at that, huh? That's worth the price of admission, huh, Dave?
Fantastic.
How am I supposed to concentrate on what's on this paper?
Exactly.
It's like I'm going to be naked within the next 5 minutes.
Here. Very good.
By the way, I'm going here.
All is forgiven.
I guarantee it.
All right.
All right, now, Shiloh, here you go. You'll be giving to David, and your categories are come with me. Behind every great doctor, to start off with, a game of inches, or gee, what's next?
Gee, what's next?
All right.
Okay. People whose names end with the letter H.
Describe these people.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, God.
Dave, you're going to have to get right on that mic.
Good.
You know, here we go.
Yeah.
People whose names end with the letter H. Go.
Okay. Ark.
Jonah.
Sorry, say it again.
Jonah.
No.
Mark, you better pass this one, honey.
Physical.
She's already passed the first
one. Hold on. Did you...
Let me stop.
She
went on to number two.
I heard Ark. I figured Jonah ends in an eight.
Now, hold on. You know what? Listen, Shiloh. You know what? You're going to screw this game up, honey. You skipped the first one and went to the second
because
one.
Because I don't know who the first one is.
Okay. Well, then what you got to do is just say pass.
All right, she did. She said, no, she didn't say pass.
No, she didn't. Okay. She just went right to She went right to Ark.
Okay, now we're still on, and now do you want to pass the second one since...
Yeah, but I'm telling you right now, if a girl's half naked and she says pass, what do you think I'm going to do?
Right now, the thing is, I don't know a lot of... I know two of these people, but I don't know.
If you don't know, just say pass.
All right, very good.
Let me take 5 seconds off the clock here.
Yeah, I wish you would, because that was annoying me.
Okay, and then we move on to the next one.
Now, you're going to... So you pass number one, and you're going to start with number two.
All right, very good.
If you don't know number two, say pass.
Very good.
Okay, go.
Number one, pass. Number two, biblical, two of each animal.
Jonah. Jonah's R. Noah, I'm sorry.
Hey, all right. Hey, finally.
Okay, money. You sit on the... John and...
Oh, God.
Toy lock. No, wait. Money.
Move on.
Move on.
Pass. Okay. Art has the base.
That's the end of that round. Yeah. You got one. Bringing your total to three.
Now, what are you going to take off, Shiloh?
All right, what's coming off, Shiloh?
My shoes.
Shoes coming off here, boss.
All right, I will tell you that Shiloh passed on Goliath.
Mm-hmm.
She did get David to say Noah.
Mm-hmm.
When she was doing all that money crap, she was trying to get you to say Johnny Cash.
And we have a total of 3 points for David and Shiloh.
Well, Folsom Prison would have gone for me. Yeah.
And then she had Joe Namath, Van Gogh, Burt Bacharach, and Jacqueline Smith. Not a chance.
Yeah, I know Jacqueline Smith. I don't know who the Bacharach dude is.
No, exactly. Not a chance.
Oh, you do, but you don't know you do.
That's right.
I mean,
exactly.
Do you know the way?
I don't watch a lot of...
Well, he's not an actor.
He was in the Austin Powers movies.
He's the guy. Character was
yeah,
like.
But he's really known as a songwriter.
Yeah, but I know.
Her background is Carol Bear Sager.
I'm
I see what you mean. I'm bringing it up
to Shiloh's life.
Hey, Don.
You know when Austin Powers is on the bus and he and Elizabeth Hurley are on there, he goes, and the guy's playing the piano on the top of the bus?
The guy with the gray hair, the old guy?
Okay, I think
that's Burt Bacharach.
I'll never fall in love again.
Right.
Okay.
That's who it is.
Right.
We have a total of 3 points. Where are we in this round? We've been here for about 3 days.
And Nick.
All right,
Nick, are you still there?
Did I win?
No. All right, now,
go back, Nick.
Nick, baby, I'm sorry, honey.
Dave? Yeah.
Dave, you are going to be giving the clues to Shiloh.
Very good.
Okay. And your category...
Game of Inches, is that all right?
Yeah, now you have... Would you like that one?
Well, I just want to, you know...
Yeah, go for it. Yeah. Game of Inches.
Game of Inches. These are things that are measured in inches.
Okay. So you look at my breast, Don.
Well, that's two we can't use. All right.
All right, here you go. And go.
You lie down on it when you're tired. What is that?
Bed.
Close to a bed.
Couch, right.
Okay. I want to put this picture in, what should I put?
Gallery.
No, I want to hang it up on a
wall.
No, there's also, you got a picture and it stays in the
frame.
Yeah, got it. Okay. Oh my goodness. I tell you, my arms are so cold. It's a good thing I have these long...
Scarf, glove, sweater, jacket.
Gotcha.
Sleeves.
That's it.
No, I got it. Yes, I did.
That's a total of two.
God damn it.
A total of two.
You didn't get it.
Bringing your total to five.
All right, Shiloh will now be giving to David. Shiloh, your choices are Come With Me, Behind Every Great Doctor, or Two Star.
Shiloh has to remove another item.
What are you taking off, Shiloh?
I'll take off my pants.
The pants are coming off here.
Pants. Okay.
Let's give her a nice round of applause.
David Landon nods with approval.
All right, the belt comes off first. All right, very good. All right, wonderful.
Who cares if she knows who Goliath is?
I could care less. Most of us could care less. Oh, it's the matching underwear, too. Fantastic.
You guys were playing this game.
Oh, it's sort of matching, yeah.
I'm going to lie and say that. That's great.
All right, that's all right.
If you're on radio, you can take off anything.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody will be
mad. Oh,
goodness.
All right. This is good.
There you go.
We're enjoying it.
You're going to be able to read after this.
Yeah. I mean, some of the clues might be a little strange.
Clues of something else. All right
now it's Shiloh going at Dave. And here you go. Your choices are Come With Me, Behind Every Great Doctor, or To Start Off With.
Oh, God. Which one's better? To start off with.
Okay. Things you find in the beginning.
Things you find in the beginning.
Okay.
In the beginning. Ready and go.
At the beginning of every day, a good meal to have is?
Breakfast.
First president of the U.S.?
Washington.
From dusk till?
Dawn.
Before every dinner, I like to get to start out with before my dinner?
An appetizer.
Bin Laden's apparently hiding in a?
Cave.
And, pass, and then a squirrel likes to search for?
Nuts.
What kind?
Good nuts.
No.
Acorns.
Yes, and go back to six.
Oh. A ton of 6 points.
Good job.
That is the new record.
Yeah, excellent.
I know what I'm good.
There you go. You did it.
All right. Excellent.
Bringing the total to 11. Unprecedented.
Now you know what? I'm going to suck on the next one, so we're probably
she
not
going to come. She passed on Once Upon a Time. Now, Shiloh, what are you taking off now?
Very good.
What are you taking off?
I did good.
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter. It's total nudity is what we require.
The first one that you passed on.
What are you taking?
Once Upon a Time was the one, because I couldn't think of something. Mm-hmm.
What are you taking off, Shannon?
A fairy tale begins with.
I'm bra.
Take the bra!
Okay, wow.
I was just thinking, okay.
Ah, very good. Wow. Nobody does it better.
Wow. It looks good, you know?
Yeah, pretty impressive, huh, David?
You can get my...
All right, Nick's point total so far, 11 points. David and Shiloh, they got one more to go, right?
Two more. Dave, your choices are either Come With Me or Behind Every Great Doctor.
Well, Come With Me is sort of obvious, isn't it?
All right, very good.
Yeah, baby.
All right, Dave, these are things that carry other things.
Uh-huh.
Things that carry other things. Ready and go.
I put my letter in an
envelope.
I'm hopping around with a pouch, and I'm not hopping around, but an animal that has a pouch and
pass.
Hops around.
Pass.
Okay. In my heart there is no. That's no good.
Pass.
A guy fainted. We had to put him on a.
Carry out the bed stretcher.
Yeah, I got that. Gee whiz, let's go down in the hole and take the train, which is
Amtrak, no.
Pass. Sandwich.
Only 2 points in that round. 2 points.
You know, Dave did have, you had an envelope. Kangaroo. Surprised you didn't get that one.
That rice made up.
Dave wisely passed on the thought of trying to get you to
Subway.
Say
Damn it.
Artery.
Artery was really
that's the one that he just gave up on.
Thinking about it. What would that be, actually?
The aorta. He the aorta.
The stretcher you got and Subway.
And they can still, with one more round to go, they can still beat the Skylar Kelly total of 19. They have a total of 13 points right now.
All right, so guys, you got to make it happen now.
Okay, we can beat them.
You gonna take your underpants off here?
Oh, that's right. Total nudity. Yep, that's right. Absolutely.
If we insist.
Fantastic.
There you go. Take your
underpants off. All
right. There we go.
And
all right.
Take it off near the microphone so they can see.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Oh, yes. Beautiful. What a stunningly handsome woman she is.
She is indeed.
Handsome.
She is indeed. No, it's very a compliment. Trust us.
Okay.
Playboy.com, Cyber Girl of the Week.
Yes.
And here you go, your last category, Behind Every Great Doctor, Things Associated with a Nurse. Ready? Go.
I had to get in the ambulance and get rushed to the
hospital.
I like to take an HIV test, and they give me a
shot.
Goes in my vein. Take the blood. Red Cross.
Just keep going.
Okay. Yes. For the Orioles, they wear a
bird. Oriole cap.
Cap. Yes, you got it.
God, I'm really sick, and I need to get some from the pharmacy.
Medicine.
Okay. Mr. 40 likes to drink a lot of. The bartender likes to serve.
Heartbreaker. Almost, guys. Almost. Bringing your total to 16. Three shy of Skyline.
Hospital, a needle, medicine. That's as far as you got.
Well, let's give them a round of applause, shall we?
Thank you, guys.
It was a noble effort from both of you guys.
It's all my fault.
All right, listen, Nick, I'm sorry, but you're out of the running for the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's still in the running for the key.
Well, what was that, David?
Still be in the running for the key.
No. He's out of it.
No, he's out of it.
But he gets a skeleton key.
He gets a free turkey. That's what he gets, David.
He gets a turkey. Nick, thank you. Hold on a second. Let me just say that David Lander will be speaking at the MS Education Day tomorrow at the DoubleTree Hotel.
That's right.
Tyson's Corner, sponsored by GU.
Mm-hmm.
Registration starts at 8 in the morning.
Right.
Call 888-893-1340. It was a great pleasure having you in here.
Yeah. It was a great pleasure to be had. And Shiloh, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Loved you on Laverne and Shirley. And
it's fun watching her put clothes back on,
well,
too.
You know, I'm sure if we got another shot at her, we would just kick ass.
I don't, not a
and
chance.
We're just getting used to each other's clothes.
Absolutely.
Not a chance. And, of course, Shiloh McCormick, Playboy.com, Cyber Girl of the Week.
Wow.
You can check out all of Shiloh.
From when?
What?
No, I missed November. I was vegan and I won once.
Oh, really?
November and
well, when will we know about the year? Is that at the end of the year?
So you're the girl. You're the girl of the month now.
I'm November right now, and actually the photos from WNEW are up right now.
All right, very good.
Beautiful. Wonderful. So everybody, go to Playboy.com.
Yes.
And sign up. Thank you, Dave. Nice meeting you.
Thank you, David.
You guys, thanks
big
a lot.
Fans. Thank
Let's
you
give
very
a round
much.
Of applause, everybody.
Thank you, Shiloh.
Thanks
and,
a lot.
That's pretty much how we thought the game would go today. That's pretty much it right there. There you go. Oh, we need another call. 100.
Very good.
We need somebody else. Thanks, Dave. A pleasure meeting you.
Thanks,
guys.
I got you.
Pleasure meeting you.
Very good.
Now, let them get on their way, RJ. 877-365-3636. The national number from D.C., 202-432-1067. New York, 877-692-1027. We will take call 100 to be the participant with the next two lovelies. Now, I want to tell you, we won't have major stars like Dave Lander and Shiloh next.
No, we won't.
We'll just have everyday beautiful exotic dancers, stripper-type girls in here playing.
Fantastic.
And Shiloh, thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Always love having you on the show. Be caller 100 right now, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You are the weakest link.
Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right. Woo. Man, that's cool. Right, you know the phone number. Is that your national number? And from D.C., 202-432-1067. In New York, 877-692-1027.
Listen until you are exploding your seed. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, it's been a great day for the Don and Mike Show. We do want to thank the good people of Washington, D.C. I mean, we made a mess in here with a circle J.O. earlier today on these ratings.
But we had great ratings, and once again, that's your victory. Thank you very much.
You know, the Arbitron comes out today, and we've moved up already. 90 days, less than 90 days on this job. You guys, the audience is following us from 12th place to 5th place.
Wow.
We'll take that any day.
Way to go, guys.
Go back towards the top again.
When I say way to go, I'm talking to our listening audience. You guys did it.
Absolutely. So anyway, thank you. Great ratings we received today. Let's keep it up. Don't be afraid to tell the ratings company you listen to the show. Goddamn, we do appreciate it. We've got to announce the big Thanksgiving show. I'll do that before the end of today's program.
All right.
I know a lot of people travel on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, so we're doing our Thanksgiving show, the contest, on Tuesday, next Tuesday.
The Turkey-tacular.
That's it, and I'll tell you exactly what you got to do to win a Mercedes key later, and that show will be happening Tuesday. Dennis Murphy is making his porno movie this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, we're going to be talking to Dennis about that. We'll be screening that movie on Monday, and Dennis Quaid, hold on, here is Lisa.
Some of our girls today from the Gentlemen's Gold Club.
Yes.
They are going to be in the movie. So we are having the pleasure of meeting some of the girls today that will be in the film shooting this weekend.
Excellent. Beautiful. And we'll have that videotape to watch on Monday's episode.
Monday.
Right?
We'll talk to Dennis also.
Excellent. All right. And that's Dennis Murphy, not Dennis Quaid.
Right. I thought it was Dennis Quaid for a second.
Who is going to be a mystery guest if we have time to fit him in on today's show, because we're jam-packed. Now, what we got to do first is get a caller number 100 to find out who will be on the line here. Remember, whoever the listener is, the audience contestant is, who ends up with the most points at the end of today's show wins the key.
Wins the key. Yes, that's right. We've gone through two rounds, and we've got four rounds to go.
The key that can start the Mercedes-Benz, the C230, Mercedes Compressor Sports Coupe, courtesy of Simply Wireless and AT&T, simplywireless.com. Hit their website, please. Hi, Donna Mike Show. Who's this?
Rob.
Rob. Hi, Rob. Where are you from?
Fairfax.
Beautiful. Rob, you are the 100th caller. That means you've won the Butterball Turkey. Everybody loves Butterball. Just in time for Thanksgiving, the all-American holiday. And, more importantly, you are now in the running to get the key for today's car. Let's meet the two girls.
Here they come, yeah. Our next team, team number three. Enter and sign in, please.
Hi there. Mike, these are the girls of Two Exposed. www.2exposed.com 301-486-POSE. I got that right, correct?
You did.
And your name is?
I'm Kendra, and this is Georgia.
This is Georgia, hi.
Kendra and Georgia.
We also have a calendar coming out, 2002 calendar. It will be out next month.
Okay.
We all are hot girls, three different girls every month. You could... We'll see us all. It comes out November.
Yeah, pretty soon. Pretty soon. We've got November. The website, www.2posed.
There you go. Sorry.
Beautiful.
And these girls are beautiful.
Yes, they are.
All the girls today have been beautiful. They've all been naked. You'll be naked by the end of the game here. And the pictures will be up, hopefully, by the... Hey, Raymond, how long will it take you to get these pictures on the website?
Well, up tonight.
Tonight? They'll be up tonight on DonandMikeFans.com. But you got to click on the uncensored link to get the pictures of the girls and also of TV Squiggy playing the game with us.
Fantastic. Yeah.
All right, so girls, this is Rob. You'll be playing for Rob. Rob, say hi to Georgia and to Kendra.
Hi, Rob.
Okay, here we go.
Rob got a little choked up there.
see, here are your categories, girls.
Was he there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, he's there.
Okay.
Okay, here are your categories. They are Little Big Man, Egg on Your Face, Be Careful, Shockwaves, Clean It Up, and The Peanut Gallery. And I think we'll start with Georgia. Giving to Kendra.
Georgia, what would you like in those categories?
Actually, do you want to, I've never played this game before. Do you want to run down really quickly?
Or have the other person give?
Not a game.
Do you want to give the clues, Kendra?
I think that we're going to have a word.
And yeah, you have a word, and you word, can't use it. Okay, you can't say you can describe the word.
She is, am I guessing the word? Or
why don't we have Kendra, since she understands, Kendra. She'll go first.
Okay,
Kendra. Am I guessing the word, or is she?
You're giving the clues.
We're going to give you a list of words.
Okay.
And you get her to say the word without actually saying the word.
That's it.
Okay.
That's how you play the game.
Very simple.
Seven categories.
All I have to do is listen?
That's right. You just listen. That's all you do.
Hang in there, Rob. They're playing for you.
We're playing for you. Don't get mad at us.
You just listen and pray that they get a score better than...
Better 19. Than 19. That's the leader so far. And I guess you should, for Kendra, since she's going to be giving the clues, run down the categories one more time.
Little Big Man. Egg on Your Face. Be Careful. Shockwaves. Clean It Up. Or The Peanut Gallery.
Do I pick one of these?
Pick one.
Egg on Your Face.
Egg on Your Face.
Very good.
Beautiful. You will be describing, trying to get Georgia to say these things that are made with eggs. Remember, you can't say the word, and you'll have 30 seconds. Are you ready?
Okay.
Go.
I can't say the word. Hold on, wait.
Don't describe it, but don't say the actual word.
I can say egg, though, right?
Yeah, you can say it's made with eggs. Yes.
Yes, you can.
Yes.
Okay.
Ready? Now, I'm not going to start the clock again. Go.
It's an egg mixed with things. A lot of people eat it. Quiche omelet. Is that...
That's one. All right, move on to number two.
Okay, sometimes you eat something with eggs, bacon and
eggs, a ham and eggs.
Also...
Eggs and eggs, sausage.
You stick it in a... To heat it up?
Frying pan?
No.
All right, let's pass on that.
Pass on that one. On to number three.
Okay. You put it on bread with sandwiches. It's not mustard, anise.
Yeah. Anise, right.
Pass that. I don't even know what that is.
Pass number four.
Okay.
That's it. End of round number one. 2 points for Kendra and Georgia.
Nice. So you did get omelet. You did not get bread. You did get mayonnaise.
You did not get bread.
Can I ask you a question?
You passed on meringue, and we didn't get to pudding.
Yes. I have said toast.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. I can say anything but these words.
There you go.
I was going to say toast, but I didn't know if I.
Don't
could.
Worry about it, Kendra and Georgia. Now, of course, it's time for you to remove an article of clothing.
Okay. What are you going
to
take off, girl?
What's coming off, girl?
Your shoes.
Shoes. All right, and
that's okay.
Kendra taking off her sweater.
Sweater.
Very nice sweater.
Kendra's taking off her sweater.
All right. Couple of lovely brunettes this time.
Yeah.
Blondes up until now. Well, they actually, Georgia's kind of
guys,
a dirty
nice
blonde.
Cold in here, don't you?
Yeah.
It's always, listen.
Buzz, you having a little trouble with your vision.
It's radio. I thought maybe you'd play along.
No.
That's not just for you girls.
Sorry, I didn't join in the illusion.
It's always this cold in here. Raymond, are we getting the pictures for the website? Beautiful. Okay.
Okay, Kendra and Georgia have 2 points.
Georgia, you will be giving the clues to Kendra. Your choices are Little Big Man, Be Careful, Shockwaves, Clean It Up, or The Peanut Gallery.
Little Big Man.
Little Big Man.
Fantastic.
You will be describing small things with big names. Ready and go.
Hey, piece of candy you have on a stick. You lift
it
up.
You got to start with number one, though.
Okay. Number one, you blow on it, Bob Dylan. You blow on it. It's one word. Three syllables. Four syllables. Blow on it. It makes noise.
This is fun.
Pass. Number two.
Yeah, she got lollipop. She got
okay,
that.
Okay, number three. For mathematics, you punch in the keys.
She
number four. Right. You look through it. Look at the sun. It changes colors.
You look at the sun.
Pass.
Oh. And that's another two. Points for Kendra and Georgia.
Okay, now, Georgia. You got to start with number one there. See, because she got lollipop.
No problem.
And then she got harmonica. She did not get calculator. Or she did. I don't know which one she...
She didn't get harmonica.
She didn't get harmonica.
Right.
And you got stuck up
harmonica,
on...
Harmonica, I was like, I knew it was started with an H.
Of course. You got hung up on kaleidoscope.
And Kendra, you're going to be giving...
Telescope, you should give that to me.
You're going to be giving the clues this time, Kendra.
Here are your choices, Kendra. They are...
Oh, we have to do the clues.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Ah,
right.
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. You're taking socks off, Georgia? Georgia, I'm afraid judge's ruling, you have to take one more item off besides just the socks. Yes, absolutely. What?
Technically,
yes, it is. It counts as clothing, but we're not playing.
But you know what? Honestly, to make it fair, she's got more clothing on than I do. So if I take off my socks, we're kind of like even.
Okay.
All right. You're going to take your shirt off.
I'll tell you, these strippers are a handful. I'll tell you that right now.
That'll be my next piece.
Okay, here we go. And Kendra, you'll be giving to Georgia. Your choices are Be Careful, Shockwaves, Clean It Up, or The Peanut Gallery.
Clean It Up.
Clean It Up.
No, Shockwave.
Okay.
Shockwave.
Yes. Sure.
Shockwave.
30 seconds. Try to get Georgia to say as many of these things. Things that can shock you. Go.
Okay. You go to jail when you kill somebody. Electric chair? No. What is it? Also, you kill somebody, that's also a crime, murder.
Got it.
Something, when you buy something, you got to find out how much it costs. It's shocking. No. Pass that one.
Pass.
What do you make when you died so that your kids can have everything?
I will.
What's on the front of the newspaper?
Oh, that's another two. 2 points.
Oh, all right.
For Kendra and Georgia, bringing their total to six.
Murder, a price. A will, and we were looking for headline there. Headline.
Now, Georgia will be giving now, and we have to remove an item of clothing, ladies. So here we go.
Wow.
Stop coming off here. Oh, wow.
Boy, both of these girls just have on like their undershirts, bras now.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Christ's sake.
Now we're ready.
I'm totally distracted. I will not be able to keep score.
Let me see. Kendra will be giving to Georgia this time. Kendra, your choices are... Oh, and
George is giving to Kendra.
I'm sorry. Okay. Rob, are you still there?
I'm here.
Rob,
I'm disappointed
now, Mike, how many points does Rob have?
Not doing well, Don. Kendra and Georgia have a total of 6 points.
But they only need 19.
They only need 19. They're still in it. How many more rounds do we have?
Three more rounds.
Oh, there's still plenty of time in the game.
Sure. Okay, you can either choose from Be Careful, Clean It Up, or The Peanut Gallery.
Be Careful.
Be careful. Okay.
And Georgia's giving.
Oh, Georgia can choose.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Georgia's giving?
I'll take that category. That's fine.
Okay.
Very good.
Be careful. These are things you handle with care. Go.
Okay. A little dog. A baby dog.
Be careful. It bites you. I don't know.
a little baby dog. He's cute. It's not a kitten. It's a puppy. Yeah. Number two, you put flowers in it.
A vase.
Number three, 4th of July, look up at the sky. Can I pass?
Fireworks,
instead of
lights,
I'll give it to you.
Or, not a queen, but a king. But a little queen.
A
prince, a
princess.
Number five, a fabric from China. Really,
a total of four. You doubled your score, ladies.
All right, good job, ladies.
Yo.
Yeah, I give
bringing your total to 10.
You said fireworks, and this firecracker will give it to you. Princess you got, and you got stuck on silk. What will you be removing, girls?
My pants.
Your pants.
Oh, very good.
Pants coming off.
Now, keep in mind that there are only two more rounds, so you'll both... Yes. Oh, you'll be down to bras and panties.
Yes, wonderful job.
Kendra removes her hot pants.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Lovely.
Thank you.
The thongs and bras. Hot.
Yes.
Very, very much so.
Who cares how they played the game?
It doesn't matter.
Besides Rob, of course,
Rob
the contestant.
Right.
All right, listen, here you go now. Let me see. It's Clean It Up or the Peanut Gallery, and it's...
Clean It
Kendra.
Up.
Kendra. Clean It Up. All right, Kendra, here you go. 30 seconds. Get Georgia to tell you these things that are associated with dirt. Go.
Okay, when your car's dirty, you wash it. When you want to grow a flower, you plant
in dirt.
Plant it in dirt. You plant a flower seed.
When you want to bury somebody, you dig the ground.
Dig it out.
There you go. What's in your, God, I don't know, pass.
Okay.
What do you plant flowers with?
A spade, a shovel.
No. What is it that you put? You lay it down so that they grow.
Clam.
When some...
Sorry, that's the end. Oh. 3 points in that round, bringing their total to 13, Don.
All right, we had wash, a seed, dig, a yard, and fertilizer.
Fertilizer was the sticking point there.
Now, girls, you got to take something else off here. Well,
we've only got one round left.
They can still win in the final round.
Your bras or your underpants?
I have to go for the top.
The tops are coming.
Oh, wow.
The bras are off.
Fantastic.
They're new.
What's that?
They're brand new.
They look wonderful.
Thank you. I like them myself.
All right.
Bob, are you very angry at us?
No, I'll be having a butterball turkey.
Now, listen, Rob, listen.
Still win.
If they get all seven, you can... doesn't he take the lead if they get all seven here?
Yes, he does.
You can tie with six.
That's the great thing about this game. You're in it right till the end.
What happens in a tiebreaker?
I like how you put the extra heat on me.
For the tiebreaker, we have to
flip a coin, right?
The teams come back and we have some kind of playoff.
All right, very good.
All right. This one, I think, a pretty easy one. Peanut Gallery. All you have to do is get six to tie, seven to take the lead. Things associated with the comic strip Peanuts. Ready, Georgia?
Ready.
And go.
Okay, if you're not a winner, you're a...
loser.
The holiday associated with Santa Claus.
Christmas.
I love Lucy. Cal Ripken Sports.
Bat.
With the baseball... Okay, the hippie concert.
Hippie concert?
No.
Sixies.
Okay, who's a little... Okay, never mind. Pass. If you're cold, you wrap yourself up in a...
blanket.
Okay, the composer starts with a B from...
Oh, man, a total of four!
You can't say starts with a B.
Well, the good news is they beat David and Shiloh with 17, but the bad news is Skylar and Kelly still in the lead. And we want to thank Kendra and Georgia. Good job. And, of course, it's time now to get totally naked, ladies.
Yeah, take your underpants off, girl.
We have to arrange it so that happens earlier in the game.
Yes, we do. There you go. And, wow.
Look at that.
Very nice garden. Yeah,
fantastic.
Thank you.
Great job. You guys want to give each other a hug?
Sure. Oh, there you go. Then make sure we get the picture there.
Good sports.
We have the peanut gallery was a loser, Christmas, Lucy, baseball, Woodstock, a blanket, and Beethoven. You remember Schrader liked playing the Schroeder, whatever his name is.
Right.
All right, listen, both of you girls, thank you very much.
Thank
Georgia,
you, and
Kendra.
Sorry, Rob. We'll make it up to you. Visit the website.
www.2expense.com. Very good, ladies.
Thank you, girls.
These girls are at www.2expose.com.
Right.
Don't forget to order their 2002 calendar. You can get them at 301-486-POSE.
Some very close scores. Skylar and Kelly with 19, David and Shiloh 16, and Kendra and Georgia with 17 points, all doing a very good job.
Now next, I think are we going to do four girls next?
Yeah.
Okay, what we're going to have next is four girls playing with Mr. 40.
Fantastic.
So it'll be Mr. 40 one-on-one with four girls at once.
As we go to round number four.
If you would like to be the person who Mr. 40 and his girls are playing for.
Right on.
Dial recklessly. 877-365-3636. Nationally, D.C. 202-432-1067. New York, 877-692-1027. Caller number 100, you'll get your shot at the shot of the key when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We're giving one away on December 14th, courtesy of AT&T Wireless. Also, Simply Wireless. Go to simplywireless.com. We want to thank them for supplying the car. We are playing the strip pyramid today. Let's get a call number 100 right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello? I am caller 100.
Yes, hi, what's your name?
John.
John, hi, John, where are you from?
I'm from Brooklyn.
John, thank you for listening. John, hold on, I got something for you here.
Okay.
They just told me I'm out of turkeys. So let me tell you, you've won the Mind of the Married Man prize pack
And you're now qualified to win Car Central.
Mm-hmm.
You're qualified to win a 2002 Mazda Miata.
All right.
Wonderful.
From HBO, right after Band of Brothers. Tune into new episodes of Curb Your Enthusiasm and Mind of the Married Man that Sunday night on the HBO. John, let's meet the girls. Now, this is going to be an exciting round because joining us to play the celebrity role will be everybody's favorite, Mr. 40.
4-0.
And Mr. 40 will be playing with three girls, maybe four. I'm not sure. These are the girls who are going to be in the Dennis Murphy porno this weekend.
Fantastic.
God damn it. I love it when the show is busy like this.
Here they come.
So many things going on.
Here come. Oh, wow.
Here they are.
Look at these
girls. Wow, wow, wow.
These girls are courtesy of the Gentlemen's Gold Club in Baltimore.
The Gold Club.
www.gentlemensgoldclubgirls.com.
Hi, ladies.
We blondes.
How are you?
These are the girls who will be starring with Dennis Murphy in his movie this weekend. Girls, enter and sign in, please. All of them striking blondes. Girl, hi, what's your name, you in the black top there?
Sylvia.
And you?
Jada.
And last but not least?
Lexi.
Sylvia, Jada, and Lexi.
Sexy Lexi.
And, of course, you know Mr. 40. Hey, 40.
Hey, 40.
What's up?
What's up? Can we see John? Sure. Say hello to Mr. 40, please.
Hello, Mr. 40.
What's up, John? See, we playing for the BK.
Oh, no doubt.
Right.
I didn't understand that.
Yes. Playing for the BK. What the heck?
The good BK. He's from Brooklyn.
Oh, the BK.
Oh, hey, okay, right. Baby.
I thought perhaps it was a Burger King sandwich.
All right, now, girls, Sylvia, Jada, and Lexi, one of you will be playing at a time with Mr. 40. However, you'll all be naked by the end of the game today.
Or maybe sooner.
And, girls, let me ask you, are you excited about this weekend's movie shoot with major effing star Dennis Murphy?
Of course.
Honestly, these girls are going to be in the movie with Dennis.
They lie well, don't they?
And,
right.
We get excited about everything.
Oh, do you really?
Oh, my God.
That's good. That's terrific.
Definitely.
We're going to be screening that movie on Monday's episode, incidentally. We're going to be watching the raw cut of that.
Yeah, and we're going to be editing, making the proper edits to make Dennis look his best.
Absolutely. You bet. Okay, let's get right to it.
Now, girls, who wants to go first?
I think Jada wants to go first.
Jada, you want to go first? All right, Jada's up.
Okay. All right, Jada wants to go first. Have a seat.
Oh, ooh.
Jada, have a seat. And let me just say, without a doubt, all of the girls today have been absolute knockout tens.
Yeah, this has been fun to do, really.
And we've not spent a lot of time describing the girls because they're so friggin' hot. You can go to DonandMikeFans.com.
Right.
This evening, and click on Don and Mike Fans Uncensored.
Mm-hmm.
That's the link to the photos for today's game.
Now, normally when we have one stripper playing against another, we have an article of clothing removed after each round. This time, all three of them will remove an article after each round.
Correct.
Very good. The pressure is on.
Correct. And Mr. 40, let me ask you, in the brown bag today, what is the drink of choice?
He's unwrapping it.
I bought them all at the same time. I'm on the Red Bull joint.
He likes that. The Red Bull drink more than any other, don't you? I mean, I know you don't want to come out and endorse
it. It's the first one I see. Though.
I know
that's
they're vying for you. I think you're a Red Bull man, 40.
Well, I mean, I had the OE before this. Now I'm on the Red Bull. You know,
OE. That's old
I had
English.
The champagne and beers, the Miller High Life before I left the house.
Fantastic.
You know what I'm saying? Because High Life, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Very exciting.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Just barely.
Everybody understand the game? I hope you do by now.
Okay.
Here are your categories, and we will have Sylvia giving to Mr. 40 in the first round.
Lexi.
Or Jada.
Jada was
the next. This is Sylvia. Sylvia will be giving the clues.
Okay. Sylvia, here are your categories. You've got the hang of it. The bonus round. Oh, and look at Jada and Lexi hugging each other.
They're just having a little fun while this. You girls make yourself perfectly comfortable.
Hot lesbian action happening.
Don't run over Raymond Diaz in the back there.
You've got the hang of it.
Can I join in? Not yet.
They're getting distracted early.
Wait till the end. You got the hang of it. The bonus round. Oh, who are you? First they crawl. Information, please. And worn out.
Oh, my goodness.
Pick one.
I like worn out.
Pick one.
Information, please.
Information, please.
Okay, now remember, without saying the word, you want to get Mr. Forty to say these seven words in 30 seconds. You're going to try to get him to say things that supply information.
Hello, Mr. Forty.
Are you ready? And go.
You use this when you get sick. To check your...
Blood pressure.
No. Temperature? You check...
Oh, thermometer.
Okay.
Thermometer.
let's see. University. You know, granted, I have been up for...
Now, hold on. You can't... Wait a minute. Hold on.
University.
No, you can't say it, honey.
All right, move on to number three.
Witch.
Broomstick.
No.
Oh, that's the end of the first round.
That was
and,
awful.
Sylvia got one. Sylvia and 40 got one. Let's give her a round of applause. Time to remove an article of clothing, ladies.
She did get a thermometer.
Yes.
She did not get a spy. I think she skipped that one.
Mm-hmm.
A medium, that's what you were going for with which. Then you also had a university, a bookie, a program, and a critic, but you never got to those.
And now it's time for the articles of clothing to come off. What are we removing, ladies?
What do you think?
All the tops?
Taking tops off?
Tops coming off here.
Yeah.
Three buxom blondes now topless.
Damn.
My goodness.
40, your thoughts, please.
Fantastic.
I'll drink to that.
40, how would you describe... Oh, look at that. I like the self-nursing.
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe...
How would you describe these?
Yes. 40, how would you describe those?
Any adjectives come to mind? Perfect.
I did the Charlie Browns on all. Womp, 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 womp.
All right, we had Sylvia, Lexi, or Jada. Who's going next?
How about Jada?
Jada?
Yeah.
All right, have Jada get in the hot seat.
Very good.
Jada, here are your choices. Now,
I get to give this time.
40's right? Giving.
All right, I'm not a good receiver.
All right, 40, here are your choices. You've got the hang of it. The bonus round. Oh, who are you?
You all right there, John?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay.
First and crawl and worn out. Which would you like, Mr. 40?
I'm going to see likes worn out, so I'm going to go worn out.
Worn out.
More apt to get the questions.
Yeah. Very good.
Worn out.
Wow.
These girls have some hot teas.
Yeah, and they've got the best attitude so far. Fantastic.
They're all tuning their radios in right now. As
absolutely.
All right, Mr. 40, please, in 30 seconds, get Jada to say as many of these as possible.
You ready, baby?
Jada?
I'll do this, bro.
Things you find on clothes. Go.
Ring around the...
Rosie?
No. On clothes. Oh, okay.
Ring around the collar.
Right. Your size is on it in the shirt.
Tag.
Wow. When you pull it out of the dryer, it might have...
Dryer sheet?
No, the screen that catches...
Lint?
Yes. The joints around your wrist of a shirt.
Cuff?
Yeah. If you got a hole in it, you put a...
A patch?
Yeah, and then you need to shout it out if you got a...
Stain?
No, but what's a stain? A
spot?
Wow, she said a spot.
But I think we got to give it to her.
That's sick, baby.
Mr. 40, you're a terminator in this game.
I'm talking about. I'll be back. It's not the tumor.
That is incredible.
We'll give it to her.
Very nice, Jada. Six right there. Girls, what are you taking off now?
What are they taking off?
Girls?
I believe pants are going to be coming. Dresses, pants, everything coming off here.
Is that what you're doing, girls?
Yeah, they are.
Nothing nice in watching girls take their pants off, is it?
Nice. Looking nicer in here by the minute. The total for Mr. 40 and the Gold Club girls of Sylvia, Lexi, and Jada, 7 so far. Mr. 40
We're going to get my man this key real quick.
All right.
All right, girls, taking your pants off.
Yeah.
Let's go to Lexi.
Lexi, you're next in line.
Lexi.
Lexi's working the boots right now. All right.
Definitely.
Oh, there's going to be some good pictures for the website.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty.
Damn. Where is Diaz with the camera?
I think Diaz had to go be alone for a while.
Diaz is missing the hottest girls in here.
He is indeed.
Getting naked. Okay, Lexi, you have your choice of You've Got the Hang of It, The Bonus Round, Oh, Who Are You, or First They Crawl?
You've Got the Hang of It.
You've Got the Hang of It, okay. 30 seconds. You want to get Mr. 40 to say as many of these as possible. Things people hang on to. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
And, hey, thanks for joining us, Raymond. Want to get these pictures on the website. Things people hang on to. Go.
If you're married, you have a...
Ring.
A husband and a...
Wife.
Okay, if you're sledding, you have a hold of the...
Reins.
Okay.
A grape.
Vine.
Uh-huh. A tree.
Limb.
The other
branch.
Thing. Yeah. It's in kids' playgrounds. It's a
jungle gym.
It's a
sliding board swing.
Okay. If it's on a mountain, it's a like a blank sign.
It is looking good for the Mr. 40 team.
Very nice. His wife, the reins, vine, branch, and you got stuck up on a swing.
No.
A total of 12 points already. It's incredible.
Very nice. Now, girls, Sylvia, Jade, Alexa, what will we be taking off now?
I think it's time to get totally naked, right?
Totally naked?
I believe so.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's about time to get totally naked.
And I should point out to our listening audience, these women having a great deal of difficulty keeping their hands off one another.
Oh, look at that. Aren't they lovely?
Here, here. Drink.
Damn, aren't they lovely?
Drink and be merry. Hold your goblets high.
Okay, Sylvia, get back in the hot seat again.
All right. And so far, the Mr. 40 Gold Club girl team doing very well with 12 points.
I can do it.
All right, now, Mr. 40 will be giving this time, man.
Is this the last round?
No, you got three more.
Bam.
40, you have your choice of the bonus round, Oh, Who Are You, or First They Crawl.
First they crawl.
First they crawl.
Tough to concentrate, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, Mr. 40, you're going to try to get Sylvia. 30 seconds. You want to get her to identify these reptiles.
We're going to run through all seven.
Or as Buzz would say, reptiles.
Mm-hmm.
Reptiles and insects.
Okay.
Ready? Go.
Bumble.
Bee.
The swamps in Florida have.
Alligators.
You slither like a.
Snake.
You get a bite and you have to use off to repel them.
Insect?
No, the kind of insect that bites you, suck in. In the woods.
Mosquito.
Yeah. They eat up the wood in your house.
Termite.
And they are drawn to a flame. The jumps that flutter out around the light.
Oh, moth.
And then the Komodo dragon is a big.
Is a big reptile.
That's another total of six. Mr. 40.
Wow.
Mr. 40. My man, this key.
You are gifted. You are gifted in this game.
Dog, I'm a rapper, dog.
Sylvia, good job. Excellent job.
All you missed was Lizard. The girls are totally naked, so there's no need to take anything else off.
Anything else.
Let's go to Jada. Have a seat. There's two more categories. Jada.
John, it's looking good for you because they already have 18 points.
One more point takes the lead.
We need to be.
Or is that
information?
What was that, Johnny?
If the girls win for me, I'll buy all of them each one bill apiece.
You'll buy them at least what?
One bill apiece.
One bill apiece?
Right. One bill.
$100?
No, dill.
Dildo?
Yeah.
We need much more than one.
Okay,
you obviously haven't been to the Gold Club.
All right, here we go. Now, let me see. Jada, your choices are the bonus round or Oh, Who Are You?
Let's go for the bonus round.
The bonus round?
Yes.
Okay, you want to get Mr. 40 to say as many of these as possible in 30 seconds. Things that have a payoff. These girls are hot. They're naked. They're playing the game well. Things that have a payoff. Go.
I'm at an award show. I did a movie. I'm winning an
Emmy.
A movie. Grammy. A movie.
Oh.
It's a man's name.
Come on, DA.
Oscar.
B4. I8. I win. The middle spot is old ladies play this game a lot.
Mahjong.
God, you are a dumbass.
Ribbons.
It's on a little card. Use a marker.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh, bingo.
Okay. I play the black market.
Black market.
Oh, man, you eked that out.
The black market.
Hey, that's
only 2 points in that round, but I will tell you that they have taken the lead.
Yeah. Right.
With those 2 points and a total of 20 so far.
Taking the lead.
Hey, my fault, baby. I don't know what I was thinking.
You're a dumbass, Mr. 40.
Hey, Mr. 40, bingo.
I'll be a DA. Oh, DA is dumbass?
Yeah.
I thought it was drunk ass.
Mahjong. I like that.
Okay. Let's get Lexi in the seat for the final round now.
From when Mr. 40 used to vacation in the Catskills.
The last category we have left, give it to Lexi, please. It's Oh, Who Are You?
Oh, Who Are You?
Giving?
People, yes, Lexi is giving.
I'm giving.
I like to give.
The 40's giving.
Oh, 40's, oh, excuse me. Yeah, you're right. Mr. 40's giving. I'm sorry. These are people or characters whose names end in the letter O.
Oh, my
God.
You ready, Mr. 40?
Looks like a tough category.
And go.
Pass one, pass two. The dog on Wizard of Oz.
Toto.
The dude with Cher.
Sonny Bono.
The dude off the Godfather. Skip that zone. The dude with the sword that went.
Zorro.
Yeah, the dude, my main man off Scarface.
Al Pacino.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to this hard one. Skip the first one. The second one, the dude out of down in the Middle East.
Cuba. That is a total of four, bringing your total to a leading 24 points. Mr. 40 and the girls from the Gold Club.
Mr. 40, you're such a dumbass. The dude from the Middle East is Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro.
He may be a dumbass, but let me tell you something. 24 points, blowing away the competition so far.
He passed on Yoko Ono.
Yoko Ono, tough one.
Not with the clues I was going to give you. All I know is John Lennon. I ain't know he used to mess with Yoko. What's that all about?
And girls, you did a fantastic job. You should congratulate one another.
All right, now, John, you make sure that you give our John... There's a big hug.
I'm going to have to say that these are not African-American clues. I don't give a damn about Yoko Ono.
No one does.
You should have said Yokohama Tires. I'd have got that one.
All right, now, Johnny from New York, you hold on, and our John from WNEW will get your information.
A group hug of naked blondes.
Yeah, the Gold Club girls are celebrating right
John,
now.
John, hold on, please. Let John get your information. We'll call you back if you win the key at the end of the show. Again, these girls are from the Gentlemen's Gold Club in Baltimore. www.gentlemensgoldclubgirls.com.
Practically hear the cars driving there right now.
410-483-3356. These women will be starring in Dennis Murphy's porno movie this weekend. Mm-hmm. They're beautiful. Thank you to all three of you.
Lexi, Jada, and Sylvia.
And, of course, Mr40.com. The website that's up devoted exclusively to Mr. 40, right? Right.
Got a new sports line I'm working with. My man from Mid-Atlantic Sports, we got a joint called Ruler. That joint's banging. The Vinny Vici joint is banging. I'm telling you, it's banging.
I don't understand.
He says it's good.
Oh, go ahead, break then. Go ahead, break.
Thank you, 40. Right. We'll be back. We need another caller 100. At 877-365-3636, 202-432-1067, 877-692-1067, 102. Listen, you know, D.C., New York, National. Call your number. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I'm going to go toss the virtual salad.
They were born zoo, Don and Mike.
Yeah, we were, but we grew out of it. Okay, let's get a caller 100. As we continue with the strip pyramid, hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
I am caller 100.
Yes, and who is this?
Robert Cohen from Fairfax.
Robert.
Yeah.
Robert, call 100. Robert, you've won the Mind of the Married Man prize pack from HBO. And now you're in the running to win a 2002 Mazda Miata.
Wonderful.
That HBO's giving away. Watch Mind of the Married Man right after Curb Your Enthusiasm Band of Brothers. That's Sunday night on HBO. And, of course, you're playing for the key that can start the Mercedes that were given away courtesy of Simply Wireless and AT&T. We're giving that car away on December 14th. Important to note that at the key party, which will be live on the show, only 29 keys were given away.
So your odds are tremendous for this.
Yeah, and this car kicks ass. The Mercedes-Benz C230 Compressor Sports Coupe. We're going to have more exotics in here, more exotic girls playing. Let's bring them in, Lisa. Here they come. Hey, Lisa, yes, three girls, three lovely ladies coming in right now. Hello, ladies.
Wow, these girls are beautiful again.
Enter and sign in, please. Hi there, what's your name?
Hi, right there, what's your name?
Mercedes.
Hi, Mercedes, and you are?
Madison.
Mercedes, and you are?
Candy.
Mercedes, I gotta write this stuff down. Mercedes.
Like the key to that, Mercedes.
Madison. And Candy. And these girls are also from Amazing Entertainment.
And it is amazing. I think we can all agree.
Yes. www.amazingentertainment.com.
Three more blondes.
Now, again.
You're right, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike.
We got to say, these girls are absolutely hot and beautiful. And they're going to be naked. And you can see pictures of all of the girls and Mr. 40 and of Dave Landers, TV Squiggy. All of them will be on Don and Mike Fans.com. Click on the uncensored link. after the show today to see the pictures.
Are you late? Now, you've been listening? Have you been listening to the game?
Yeah.
So you're all familiar with the rules?
Yes.
Excellent.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Then let's see, Robert. Let's have girls, Mercedes, Madison, and Candy, please say hello to Robert.
Hi, Robert.
Hello, Robert.
Hi, ladies.
Okay, now the score to beat, Mike, is 24. That was Mr. 40 in the Gold Club Girls. Very, very significant score here. We're going to see if the girls from Amazing Entertainment can beat that.
All right, let's start with Mercedes and Madison in the chairs facing each other, please.
All right, go ahead, have a seat, ladies. And, of course, after each round, you will remove an item of clothing.
Or you could just get naked whenever you feel.
Yeah, or you can just take all your clothes off right now and just be done with it. It's whatever you choose.
I think they... Do you want to wait?
No.
They don't want to wait?
No.
The girls don't want to get naked?
Bless you.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't.
All right, all right. Just
no, I do. I'm...
Candy, you do?
Yeah, not yet.
Not yet. Okay. All right, no problem.
Here are your categories, girls. They are Always on Sunday, How Dry I Am, Money is No Object, Sheeping Beauty, Snap, Crackle, Pop, and Open Up. And let's see, Mercedes will let you pick. Which would you like? Which category?
Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauty.
Sheeping Beauty.
No.
All right, Rob is giving you the list. Remember, now you can't say the word. You do want to get Madison to say in 30 seconds, all seven if possible, things associated with sheep. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
And go.
A sound that a sheep makes. Bah. Pass.
Okay, pass.
Little boy blue? No.
No, you have to use the delay. You can't use that
the S word.
Little, lost her sheep. lost her sheep. Little boy blue? Little Mary? No.
Little Mary.
when you... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's it. That's the end of the round. A total of one for Mercedes and Madison.
It was Little Bo Peep. That is what screwed you
up. Little Bo Peep. That was all right. That's okay.
Little Bo Peep. All right, girls, take something off.
Take something off now.
What do you think?
Everybody take something.
Oh,
yes, yes, Candy. Yes, absolutely.
I was not playing it.
That's all right. No problem.
Here we go. Now what we're going to do is put Madison, you will be giving the clues to Candy.
So to Mercedes.
Well, hold on. I want to wear Candy on the rotation.
Do you want Candy to sit down now?
Yeah, yeah. Candy,
okay.
Have a seat.
Mercedes up, Candy down.
See, I mean, I'm gonna rotate the girls.
Yeah, you are.
Get all three of them rotated.
All right, rotate them. All right,
so
down.
Candy moves into the hot seat. Okay, and Madison, you will be giving the clues to Candy.
Okay.
And here are your choices. Always on Sunday, How Dry I Am, Money is No Object, Snap, Crackle, Pop, and Open Up.
Money is No Object.
Okay. Beautiful.
Here we go.
Here's your list.
Total of one point so far.
You want to get Candy to tell you these things a millionaire has on his mind. 30 seconds. Go.
Not silver. Gold. Yes. Tea, cart, a game you play, 18 holes. Oh, golf. A divorce, another word for attorney. Lawyer. A long car that has somebody else that drives it for you.
Let me see.
A tax write-off or a...
deduction?
Yes. Somebody that helps you buy a house.
Oh. Madison is a Terminator on this game. Great clues.
Good job.
A total of 5 points, and good job, Candy.
Very nice, Madison and Candy. Take something else off now, girls.
All right. Very good in that round.
Oh, yeah.
Brought themselves right back into it on that one.
Take your shirt off, Madison.
Good job. Mm-hmm.
And let's see. Now, Madison, you get out of the hot seat.
And
let's have Mercedes get back in.
And Mercedes and Candy will be playing this round.
And Candy will be delivering the questions to Mercedes.
Yes, she will be delivering the clues.
All right, now, Candy, here are your choices. Always on Sunday. Oh, let's check in. Robert, how do you think this is going?
I feel good.
All right, good. After that round, you should be optimistic.
All right, here are your choices, Candy. Always on Sunday, How Dry I Am, Snap, Crackle, Pop, and Open Up.
How dry I am.
How dry I am. Hey, in 30 seconds. I don't think that's a problem in this room. In 30 seconds, you want to get Mercedes to say these things that you would find in a desert. Go.
There's a lot of lights. There's gambling. A lot of casinos. Pass. It has a hump. It could have one hump.
Camel.
Hump. Okay. It contains water. It has spikes. It's green. It's in the desert.
Cactus.
Yeah. Osama bin Laden is a...
A-hole.
Something you think you see in the desert, but you really don't.
A mirage.
Yeah.
We'll give that one to you.
That's a total of three, bringing your total to nine. Good job with the clues, Candy. Very good job.
You did pass on. You didn't get. I'm sorry, you didn't get Las Vegas.
Oh,
yeah, Vegas.
Every
Vegas clue known to mankind.
Las Vegas, okay.
I said Osama bin Laden. Yeah.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to be racist.
What was the Osama bin Laden one?
An Arab.
An Arab, okay.
An Arab. That's something he's finding in a desert.
An Arab.
An Arab. An Arab.
All right.
Okay, now let's see. Mercedes, you get in the hot seat. Madison, come on back in.
Okay.
Can I forget clothes?
Close. Thank you very much, Madison.
Yes, take something
Thanks
off.
Thanks for reminding us about that one. That's
take
a good
something
idea.
Off. Absolutely.
Mercedes off with the gold dress.
Okay.
Clothes falling to the floor, ladies and gentlemen.
Clothes akimbo. How could I forget that?
Clothes akimbo. And some of your compatriots are out in the hallway rooting you on here.
You can come on in.
You want to come in?
You can come in. Yeah.
You want to come in and watch?
Yes. They do. And they will.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, really absolutely.
Yeah. Come on in, girls. Just get them all over there by Raymond Diaz.
We can have a rooting section here. Absolutely.
Here we can. Come on back in, girls.
I don't know if I can say absolutely anymore.
Okay, let's see. Who's giving this time? I think Madison is giving.
Madison is going to be giving to Mercedes this time.
And Madison, here are your choices. They are Always on Sunday, Snap, Crackle, Pop, and Open Up.
Open up.
Open up.
Open up.
Okay.
Good category.
30 seconds, and you will want to get Mercedes to say as many of these words as possible. Words that begin with the letters P-E-N. Words that begin with the letters P-E-N. Go.
Black and white animal that's in igloos. It looks like a tuxedo. A penguin. Not Playboy, but the other magazine. Penthouse. Pass. In Washington, not the White House.
Pentagon.
Yeah. A salary once you get fired.
Pension.
A jail. Penthouse. No, I mean, pass.
Hey, that's not bad. That's a total of four.
Very good.
Total of 4 points.
Four. That was a penitentiary that you didn't get.
I got stuck with a penthouse.
Penitentiary, that's four for you. And girls, take something else off now. How about those tops?
Yay.
The bras are coming off.
Wow. That brings their total to 13 points. They're very much in the right. We got two more rounds to go.
Two more to go.
And they can easily come on strong and get the 24.
Madison to the hot seat. Candy, have a seat.
All right, very nice.
Candy will be asking the questions of Madison.
Wow.
Candy, would you like Always on Sunday or Snap, Crackle, Pop?
Always on Sunday.
Always on Sunday. All right.
And as she answered that question, she was rubbing her breasts, as she, her natural breasts. I have to point these things out to
these
our
girls
radio
are so
audience.
Goddamn hot. I bet that this site crashes tonight.
Oh, absolutely.
I know with all the bitching that people do about the stuff that's on our website.
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to blow up.
Tonight,
smell smoke on the website.
You go to DonnaMikeFans.com. I mean, take the squiggy factor out of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're going to have a million hits on that site tonight.
Pretty incredible
the
show today.
Girls, okay. Are you ready, Candy? Always on Sunday, you want to get Madison to say as many as possible. Things associated with Sunday. Go.
It's an egg hunt on this
Easter.
Day. Yeah. Something you have after a party the next day.
Dinner?
No. After a really lot of beer and stuff involved.
Hangover.
Yeah. Something that plays, a game that's played on Sunday all the time.
Polo.
No.
Football.
The Sunday.
Paper. Church.
Yeah, we'll give them paper, newspaper, okay. Right.
Most people come over on Sunday. They
have dinner.
No.
Family.
All right, a total of four.
Four more.
Very good.
Points. They come over for a visit. A visit on Sunday.
That's 17 points. That's terrific. They're doing very
all right,
well.
Girls, now take all you girls get naked now.
Get naked, absolute total nudity there.
Take your underpants off, girls.
All right, everybody's getting naked in here now.
Oh, my God. Look at the JonBenet look on Madison.
We have 8 total women. Are you all, ladies, are you all having a good time?
Yes, many of them are, even the girls not playing are flashing.
We love it.
All right, the final round will be Mercedes and Candy. Have a seat. Mercedes receiving, Candy is giving. Or is it the other way around?
Whatever you choose. I mean, it's a kind of a round robin. I think Mercedes is giving to Candy.
Okay, Mercedes, you're giving to Candy. How many?
Buzz, that was quite a grumble there.
How many do they need to take the lead, Mike?
They need a total. How many in each round? We have a total. How many points can they get in this? Seven or six?
They can get seven.
They can get seven. They can tie. They can actually tie with this. If they get all seven.
All seven. Snap, crackle, pop. Here you go, girls. Things that snap or are snapped. Things that snap or are snapped. 30 seconds, go.
Something we take off, something you cook off. Okay, you get hit in your
jaw.
Okay, you work for a... He's your...
Boss.
Okay, you eat on pumpkin pie.
Oh, with cream? No,
Yes, you got it.
Okay,
Just did it.
That counts.
Men wear...
Oh, that counts.
Jerseys, t-shirt, tank tops, jock straps.
Yes.
Yes.
A total of four.
Oh,
just short. Just came up short. Let's give them a round of applause. Nice job.
They got stuck on suspenders.
Wow.
Stuck on suspenders.
Wow, look at all these women.
Well, listen, we want to thank the girls of AmazingEntertainment.com.
Boy, they came up three short on that one. Very good job, ladies. You
Mercedes
deserve congratulations.
And Madison, and also Candy. Thank all of you girls. You're beautiful. Thank and Candy, boy, you're just constantly touching yourself.
Constantly touching
you. What would you like to say? Step in. What would you like to say?
I work with Candy, and I can tell you for a fact that she loves to receive.
There you go.
She got that wrong.
I'd like to give just a little plug also to AmazingEntertainment.com. The telephone number is 703-960-7100. Available for bachelor parties, birthday parties, whatever you want.
Fantastic.
Plug the hell out of it. Yeah. And Candy, what did you want to say? You're still touching yourself.
I wanted to say that I'd rather give than receive.
That's
the spirit this holiday season.
You know, these amazing entertainment girls have a wonderful attitude.
Yes, and Robert, listen, sorry about that, dude.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Robert. Now, we got one more round to go.
Yeah, and who knows? Right now, it's Mr. 40 and the Gold Club girls in the lead with 24 points. We'll see if somebody can beat that.
All right, your last chance to win the key today. Call 100 nationally, 877-365-3636. D.C. 202-432-1067 and New York City, 877-692-1027. Absolute last chance. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Take the boy! Not me! I'm too young to die! Oh, the pain!
Oh, Dr. Smith!
Such beautiful taints! Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, last chance for romance. Boy, what a day it's been! Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Call 100 right now. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey. Hey, 100.
Yes, you are. Hi, who is this?
My name is Rob. How you doing?
Rob, where are you calling from?
Myrtle Beach.
Rob, where are you from?
I'm from Long Island, New York.
All right, Rob, listen, you are the last chance here. You've won the Mind of the Married Man prize pack, qualified to win the 2002 Mazda Miata from HBO. And we're going to bring in the girls now. Three more hotties. Wow. From AmazingEntertainment.com.
Incredible.
Let's meet these girls. Now, we're up against the clock here, so we got to fly.
Got to go real quick. Ladies, enter and sign in, please. Your name is? Right up there. How about you first? Jennifer.
Jennifer. And you?
I'm Brandy.
Jennifer and Brandy. And?
Nikki.
Jennifer, and Nikki. Brandy, and Nikki.
Okay. How you doing, ladies?
What, honey? I can't hear you. What?
Dave, speak into the microphone. It's radio.
How you doing, baby?
How you doing, baby?
And where are you guys from?
Amazing Entertainment.
Entertainment again.
All right. So you girls know how to play the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, when I was just out at Cancer Corner.
Yes.
It was like my dream.
Right.
Because it was just me and like 12 girls
out having a smoke.
All of us out there smoking, and they were all discussing who did well on the game, who didn't do well, and they were giving each other, like, pep talks, saying, you did great, you did great.
You know, you got to give the nod to Amazing Entertainment with the turnout today. They've got they've got a tremendous turnout for the show.
So here we go, girls, and good luck to you there, Rob. Here we go.
All right, Jennifer. Jennifer is going to be receiving, and Brandy is going to be giving.
Here are your categories. Brandy, you can choose from these. Straight from the heart. It all adds up. The squishy type. Cubit. The writing machine. Or odd jobs.
What was it? The squishy type?
I thought she was going to go with that one. I had a feeling.
Now, Rob on the phone there?
Yes.
Now, keep in mind, Mike, what is the score that the girls have to beat?
They have to beat a score of 24 that was put in by the Gold Club girls with Mr. 40. 24 is the number to beat right now.
All right. Good luck.
Go get them, girls.
Okay. The squishy type. 30 seconds. Don't say what it is that you're describing to Jen here. Things that are soft. Things that are soft. I guarantee there's nothing soft in this room. Things that are soft.
Go ahead and go. Okay.
And go.
You rest on
pillow.
Okay. Sometimes you can get smacked.
Face.
In it.
Cheek.
Okay. Sometimes when the wind blows, you feel a
breeze.
Okay. Sometimes you put it in hot cocoa.
And you whipped cream.
Horse.
Marshmallow.
Okay. Oodles and
noodles.
Okay. Pass.
Okay.
Somebody said they bought a pair of pants today that were not leather, but
pleather.
No.
That's it. That's a total of five. That is a wonderful start, Brandy and Jennifer.
Incidentally, it was suede.
It was suede. Very,
and,
very good.
Well,
and
we heard pleather earlier. Well, I guess
leather.
And you passed on caress.
That's a total of five. Girls, that's a very good start.
Look at it. Girls are already taking their tops off.
Oh, bravo. Fantastic.
Look at that. Gotta love that. Look at the tease on these girls.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, really, beautiful.
All right, a total of 5 points in the first round. And Jennifer was receiving and Brandy was giving. We need Nikki to come down here.
Nikki and Jennifer. Have a seat. Nikki will be giving.
Nikki will be giving to Jennifer. Very good.
Jennifer. Okay. And here are your categories. Nikki, you want to slide that microphone right towards your mouth. There you go. Here's what you're looking at. Straight from the heart. It all adds up. Cubit. The writing machine and odd jobs.
I want Cubit.
Cubit.
Oh, boy.
Cubit.
All right, Jennifer's going to be giving the clues to Nikki.
Okay.
Actually, Jennifer's going to be giving.
Okay. Forgive me.
All right, you ready, Jennifer? Things associated with ice. You ready, Nikki? And go.
Okay, you keep, meat in it. It's cold. You can make ice. Okay. It's a place that Eskimos live in.
Igloo.
Pass. You can put water in it, clean your floor.
A bucket.
Something that makes you happy. You have at a bar.
A drink.
Yep. You go ice skating on it.
I'm going to give it to her. Five. Another five. Yeah. You know what? I tell you, Rob, number two in round number six, it's really looking good. It's a total of 10 points so far.
All right, so she had freezer, igloo, she passed on glacier, probably smart, bucket, cocktail, and rink. They had them all.
We got a strong team here at the end.
Okay, now who's? I'm totally missing the rotation.
Yeah, now are we taking our clothes off? Did we all get our second item?
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Let's get naked, girls.
Excellent.
Go ahead and get naked.
Go ahead and get naked. Yeah, bravo.
Just all the way. Just at, slows the show down.
Yeah.
This is why wait. Just go ahead and just take everything off.
Take everything off.
They're taking everything off.
They're taking everything off.
This is truly amazing entertainment.
Right. I'm telling you, this website is going to crash tonight.
Yeah, it's smoldering already.
Okay, let's see. Who's playing now?
We've got Nikki and we've got Brandy in the hot seat right now. And you decide who wants to give her.
Brandy, you're giving.
All right.
Hold on. Nikki, did you just receive?
I just received.
Yeah.
Then Nikki should give. Nikki would give?
Yeah.
Nikki, you're going to give.
And Nikki, here are your choices. Straight from the heart. It all adds up. Jen, can I ask you a question?
Hmm.
Are those real?
What do you think?
Yeah, I think they are. Are they not? Oh, well, wow. They're like the best fake ones I've ever seen.
Bravo.
They look.
Dr. Clyde Litton in Chevy Chase, Maryland.
I love it when those plastic surgeons who so desperately need a plug.
They're not
making any goddamn money at all.
They look great. Here are your categories. They are straight from the heart. Mm-hmm. It all adds up. The writing machine and odd jobs. What would you like?
Straight from the heart.
Straight from the heart.
All righty.
Okay.
Here comes Rob,
30
making
seconds.
His way through the women.
Too many women. Who's giving? I'm sorry.
Nikki's going to be giving.
Nikki, here you go. 30 seconds. Get Jen to tell you these things associated with blood.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Not what you think.
Okay.
Go.
The color of blood.
Red.
Or in your arms.
Veins.
You give up blood when someone needs blood.
Infusion?
Pass.
Okay.
Pass that one, too. When you get a gunshot
wound.
And to move in circles or...
Hold on, you can't. That's a form of the word.
Okay.
So go back to one of the other ones.
Back. You have to...
You know, that's four, and that was a difficult category. That's a great job, guys.
See, we couldn't
transfusion,
give you,
fantastic.
We couldn't give you moves in circles because it's circulate.
The total points now, 14 for the Amazing Entertainment Girls of Jennifer, Brandy, and Nikki. This is...
They had red, a vein. These are what they had to get. A transfusion, a pump, a tourniquet, a wound, and circulate. Let's slide these girls around. Mike, what's the score now?
You got 14 points for this team, and two more rounds to go, right? Is that true, or is there more than three? They are sitting really well right now with a total of 14, and Jennifer, Brandy, and Nikki are doing real well. We've got Brandy and Jennifer right now. Who's going to give and who's going
to
receive?
Who is the last to receive? I think maybe Brandy should give.
Brandy will give, and Jennifer will receive.
All right, and Rob, anything you'd like to say to the girls?
Good luck. Come on, let's go. I'm rooting for you girls.
All right.
Okay. Here are your choices. It all adds up. The writing machine and odd jobs.
How about it all adds up?
It all adds up.
All adds up.
She wanted you to take the other one.
I couldn't read her lips.
They're competitive.
I'm sorry.
All right, it all adds up. 30 seconds. Get her to tell you things that are counted.
Okay.
Go.
As time goes by, you go through months and
years.
Okay. Let's see. We all have first and last names. Okay. What do we love? It's
money.
Our favorite. And what kind of money? Well, not change, but...
Bills.
Bills?
Dollar bills.
Okay. What are we counting right now? Like, on our diet. What do we count?
Calories.
Okay. Like, what were we running up yesterday?
Stairs.
Okay.
Five. Another five.
Yeah, stairs and steps. No, Rob, they didn't get it?
No, it's only four because she said stairs. The answer is
steps. It's not stairs.
That's right.
Come
okay,
on,
so
Rob.
That's four.
Four.
That brings their total to 18 points.
Very
with
nice.
Two rounds to go, they are looking good.
All right,
let's switch. Let's get Nikki back in there.
Sorry.
Nikki's going to play with
Nikki will be playing with Jennifer.
With Jennifer, okay.
Right.
And
Jennifer will be giving, Nikki will be receiving.
All right, Jen, here are your choices. The writing machine and odd jobs.
Odd jobs.
Odd jobs. That's what you wanted last time, wasn't
it?
Yeah. Okay, odd jobs.
Right, here we go.
And this is self-explanatory. These are part-time jobs. 30 seconds, go.
Okay, they help golfers carry around the clubs in the golf cart.
Pass.
Okay, they answer the phones.
Secretary?
No.
Receptionist?
Yep. They tell people where to go in the weddings. They
help. Sure.
Yep. They watch over people swimming in the pool.
Lifeguard.
Yep. They ride bikes through the city and they just deliver.
A total of three.
Barry, that was messenger, incidentally. That's a messenger.
Bringing their total to 21 points.
These girls are so friggin' naked.
I'll tell you, they're naked, and we're going right down to the wire here. This is big pressure. They have already tied the second best score. And all they need is four correct to take the lead. That's all they need is a total of four.
All right, so let's see. Nikki, are you giving or receiving? I believe...
Or do you want to reach whatever?
Who am I? Who's done it last?
You know, they've actually been picking... Nikki, why don't you give this time, all right?
This one.
All right, Nikki, your category is The Writing Machine. Hey, Rob, no pressure here, huh?
Oh, this is unbelievable.
You a little nervous there, Rob? All they need is four.
I got the butterflies in the stomach. Come on, girls.
All right, The Writing Machine. These are things on a typewriter. Go.
You ring this, and it makes a noise.
Cash register?
No.
Bell?
Yeah. You win. There's
lottery.
There's certain types of these for like different things, like AIDS is red, I think. And, it's shaped like this.
Why don't you pass on this, honey?
No, pass. Girls get this every month.
Pap smear.
No, no.
Period.
Pap smear.
There's different signs.
Points, and that means the team of Mr. 40 and the Gold Club Girls, they're our grand prize winner.
And we're going to call the winner up in a second. Rob, thank you, my friend.
You know what? I will tell you, that last category was extremely difficult. It really was tough. Good job, girls.
A period. A girl gets this every month. A pap smear.
You girls, you crack me up. Hey, Rob, thank you for listening, my friend.
Well, that's it. Rob's gone.
He's out. He hung up. And let's have a round of applause for the amazing entertainment girls.
All the girls that came by today.
All the girls did a great job.
All of the girls.
All of you. Now get out of here, girls.
Thank you, ladies. For good fantastic job.
Bye-bye.
They're wonderful.
Wow.
These girls are so freaking hot. You're not going to believe this when you look on our website tonight.
Wow.
When you go to DonandMikeFans.com, you got to click on the uncensored link. That's how you're going to win.
More strippers per square inch in this studio than I've ever seen before.
Also go to AmazingEntertainment.com to see all of these girls. We will decide who's the winner. I mean, we already know, but we'll get the winner on the phone.
Very good.
And,
tell him about his prize. What happened there?
I can't believe I said pap smear.
I can't believe she said pap smear. All right, we'll get our grand prize winner online right after this.
And Mike Show.
Ew.
Thank you. Oh, man, those girls are hot.
Oh, yeah.
Let me give all the websites plugs here. You've got AmazingEntertainment.com. You've got www.Gentlemen'sGoldClubGirls.com, www.2Exposed.com, and, of course, Playboy.com to see our friend Shiloh.
And DonandMikeFans.com for all the pictures from today's show.
Right. That's where they're going to be up. In the just click on the uncensored link. And, Christ, what else? Thank you so much for the great ratings today.
Yeah,
we
really
appreciate it. It is it's a kick in the pants. It's fantastic. David Lander, Squiggy?
Yes.
Will be speaking at the MS Education Day tomorrow at the Doubletree Hotel in Tyson's Corner. For information, call 888-308-5531. Buzz, I'm assuming the world didn't go out of control today. We didn't have time for the news and comments.
Things are good. Call me in the office. I'll give you the headlines.
All right, and very briefly, I know we're running out of time, but I do want to tell you about what we're doing next week.
Happy
I've been waiting.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I've been waiting for
the Don and Mike Show.
On Tuesday, we're going to be giving away a key that can start the Mercedes. 20 people. We're going to solicit for this on Monday. We'll have the opportunity to come down for a little something we're calling Don and defrosted turkeys.
Right.
Full of all kinds of crazy and kooky things.
Fantastic.
Inside one of the turkeys.
Right.
The key that can start the Mercedes.
But we are not going to go into great detail, I take it, on what may be inside the turkeys.
We are not. The name of this contest will probably change by the time the lawyers hear it.
Turkeys will actually have a key in it.
Hidden deep. Deep inside the turkey.
And other stuff.
And you will have to come in, yes, and other stuff. You come in, you pick a turkey at random, you shove your hand or your foot in.
Right.
As far as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You actually, the key.
And of course, 19 people will be fisting their turkey and it won't come to fistition.
It will not.
Right.
It will not. And we've got a variety of things that we are filling the turkeys with.
Good. Very, very exciting.
That will both amuse and repulse you at the same time.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to be doing on Tuesday. If you want to participate, call the show on Monday. Because, like I say, it's a one-day turnaround.
Fantastic.
We'll have 20 turkey fisters in here on Tuesday.
Hope one of them has pudding in it.
So that's it. Mike, what are you reading my mind here?
Spaghetti.
Yes, everybody knows. Turkeys, all the stuff that feels bad.
Yep, yeah. The tarps, boys.
Mayonnaise.
Oh.
Yeah, we have a variety of topics.
Lovely.
Spaghetti sauce.
Mmm.
And one of the turkeys, a key that can start the car.
Excellent.
So, listen, have a great weekend. Don't hurt yourselves. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. We'll be back with the all-new episode on Monday. Thank you for all the great calls, and thanks for the great show today. Buzz, thank you. Have a great weekend. Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And good day to you, sir.
Are you kind?
Would you please throw your hat in the air, Robbie, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just
That's right. Big winner.
Wow.
We will see you on Monday.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. This is-